Blog Talk Radio.
This is WrestleCast Radio.
Ready.
Back episode 201, Alex. We have made it. It is finally here.
That's it? Really? It seems like it should be like 210, but it's been like a hot minute since the audacious one, Alex Draper, baby, and the technical legend, Ryan Cook here, kind of doing the damn thing. Sportscast Radio keeping it trill as the NFL draft is coming up at the end of the month here. Viva Las Vegas indeed. So go check us out, or check Ryan out, blogtalkradio.com/strongstylemedia, or search Strong Style Media wherever you podcast, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and the 90 other kajillion ones. iHeartRadio is a favorite of mine. But Ryan, how the hell are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. We've been, as mentioned, getting the sportscast going back up, having some fun with some writers on there, Just ended our second year of the summit. Year three begins on Friday. As Kingdom Business finished, Kenny Omega retaining the title against Will Ospreay, and back-to-back S1 Grand Prix victories for one Kento Miyahara, who this year went 10-0, running the table, defeating Go Shiozaki in the final.
Wow. Well, again, congrats on year three coming up, but also, crazy enough, wow, that's awesome. Twitch.tv/ WrestleCast Radio every Friday night, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Get some of the best announcing analysis of wrestling matches anywhere, honestly. It truly is an honor and a pleasure to watch you do that or interview or do anything. WrestleCast, SportsCast, all that good stuff. But yeah, definitely go check out Mr. Ryan Cook again, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time every Friday night. Twitch.tv/ WrestleCast Radio.
I do need to apologize because that intro ended with DDT, and there's nothing more that I would like to review DDT Judgment from last weekend, but unfortunately I haven't watched
seven hours, man. I was so excited. I was like, oh, Judgment, can't wait for this main event matches I'd watch, and then I just watched the main event, which was really awesome, especially with Takeshita with the long flowing locks.
Yeah, me and Demetrius are going to try to watch it tomorrow. Obviously, barring whatever we get into with the whole WrestleMania weekend, which we're going to dive into here, as there's almost too much this year, which I understand because everyone's trying to make up for, you know, not being able to do it and stuff. Yeah, and so I get
it.
Wasn't
it just GCW?
Oh no,
the collective.
Fight has two different packages you can buy.
Jesus, what else is there? Well, you got Ring of Honor, which has been purchased by TK.
Yep, and I realize there's like 11 shows I've watched since last time that we didn't review that I apologize for. That I might have to just jump in and look at a couple things and just forget what we didn't see. I'm trying to see where the what am I thinking? So there's the collective bundle, which the collective gives you tomorrow at 11 Glory Pro Wrestling Cemetery Gates, 3:00 Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 8, and then 8:00 is Joey Janela's Spring Break 6 Part 1. And then at midnight, you get Planet Death. And then on the 1st at 11, LA Fights versus JCW, 3 p.m. for the Culture, 3 and 7:30 p.m. Gringo Locals of the World on Lucha. Midnight is Spring Break 6 Part 2, with Saturday the 2nd, Epi's Big Game Brunch 4 at 11, Mission Pro Bangers Only at 3, and then Unsanctioned Pro Mulligan at 7 with Black Label Pro at midnight. So that is what the collective gets you. The collective also is $139.99.
Yeah, that's I would watch three of those shows.
And then there's the Fight Fest 2022 bundle, which is $75. Ooh. And this will give you seven shows. Tomorrow at 5:00, you get AAA Lucha Libre Invades WrestleCon. At 9 p.m.
I was about to say, WrestleCon.
Yeah, I think this is the one to buy, and then you find the means to watch the other one. The week of the Mark Hitchcock WrestleCon Super Show at 9:00. And at 10:00, if you're a fan, Major Wrestling Figure Podcast Live. And then at 5:00 on the 1st, New Japan Lone Star Shootout. 7:00.
That's going to be on that package?
Yep.
Wow.
Then it's Thuzio's Super Show Live. And then at 9:00, you get the Impact of Multiverse of Matches, which looks really good.
Yeah.
And then
on
the 2nd, on Saturday, 11:00, you get USA versus the World.
Hmm. Not bad. What's on the Mark Hitchcock Memorial?
Let's find that, and then I'll kind of scroll back to the top and just kind of point out a couple things as we go. Mark Hitchcock, we have in 10-man tag action, which we don't know who's with what yet, Team PCO taking on Team At Sushi Onita.
Jesus. I thought I read that the other day, too, and I thought it was a dream or a typo. That's insane.
John Morrison will be on the show, also the Rock and Roll Express. Six-man tag, Michael Oku, who is just coming off that tremendous, tremendous RevPro match with Will Ospreay, tagging with Ray Horus and Laredo Kid to take on Ace Austin Black Taurus and Josh Alexander.
That's cool. I thought he was hurt.
I guess not. Mia Yim
versus...
that's
fine. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's those are some heavy hitters. You're a Black Taurus fan. Ray Horus is pretty... I mean, that's going to be an insane match.
Yeah, that's going to be a really flippin' fun one.
And then
Mia
I see
Yim
the next
match.
And, really?
Yep. Mia Yim, so I might have a different list than you, so if I have some random ones, I apologize.
Okay.
That
match is going to be a banger. Cena's been doing some good stuff on the Indies, especially at Warrior Wrestling and Mia Yim. I don't know if this is the first match since the release, and of course her wedding to the Limitless One, Keith Lee, an AEW mainstay now. But they can wrestle their own style. That's going to be more than 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so good for them.
And shout out to Jordan, who was at the show where it was Demetrius and Joe against TJ and his partner. And TJ, very large and in charge now, did something. And Jordan goes, "Damn, is that limited, Keith Lee?" And TJ was like, "Oh,
out
shoot.
Loud?"
Yeah, he goes, "Is that limited, Keith Lee?" And he's like, "Come on."
Oh, man.
Great.
That was a good match, though.
Then we get Timothy Thatcher against Big Tom Ishii.
That's the match I was just thinking about. my God. That's $80 is worth that alone.
I know. I can't wait for that. And then this guy, since he's come back, he's done some stuff with Game Changer and Impact, and I've loved every minute of it. He's better than when I remember seeing him live tagging with Mao. Speedball Mike Bailey versus Bandito.
That's going to be rocking. But I don't know. Him and Mao, you know how much of a love I have for that tag
team.
Oh,
hell yeah.
An affinity for Mao, but I agree. The weird mullet slash hawk, mohawk type of gimmick that Mike Bailey's sporting now, but happy he can wrestle in the U.S. after that couple-year ban. So he's definitely making up for it in the matches that I've seen of him so far. So very cool to see him. And, wow, Bandito, hell of an opponent. And we know he likes to steal the show for the Mark Hitchcock Memorial, that's for sure.
This next match is I should say the next two, but this is the first match that sold me on this event. The Briscoes versus the Rottweilers, Mark and Jay versus Homicide and Loki. Hell yes.
Is this before the FTR match or after?
This is before, because this is tomorrow night.
So they might not even make it.
Yeah, tomorrow night is Spring Break and this, and Bloodsport.
Oh, they're doing, I suppose, Thursday. I have to give you money.
And then your main event.
Hook us up, Fight TV.
Bip
get us some tokens.
Versus Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah, I mean.
That's going to be so
cool. I'm not sold on Biff Busick yet. I know he has that, following, especially after, leaving the E there. But I've heard good stuff. And anything with Minoru Suzuki, if he's going to wrestle someone, he's going to have a hand on who he is going to be facing. So I think that's definitely a huge honor. And maybe it'll make me a Busick fan. Apparently, John Morrison, like you said, he's going to be on the show, taking on the Misses, apparently, Taya Valkyrie.
Oh, that's right.
They're
having a who's doing the dishes match or some weird shit. But I bet it'll be cool. Like, I'm all for it. That's right. I did see that.
Taya's going over, right? Like,
oh, hell yeah.
Be.
Look, Lawler is not jobbing. Is he going to be... Is he going to be Johnny Hitchcock or Johnny Memorial?
I like Johnny Memorial. Johnny Hitchcock works too. Maybe Johnny Dishes if he loses.
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad you're looking at a different source than I am, because that's gonna, I think that's gonna clear up any match issues.
Everything else was spot, but yeah, Briscoes and the Rottweilers. What's your main event then? What's
Suzuki
your main
Biff
event
Busick.
Out of if you really?
When you see
because
how
Suzuki?
Good Biff Busick is, you're gonna go, holy shit! It's another guy that this company screwed up with.
Really?
Yeah, he is very good. He is very good.
He's the Buddy Matthews of the Indies.
Yeah, he's. He's just like, he's going to, Suzuki's going to laugh at him and he's going to headbutt him between the eyes because he doesn't like that. Like,
and he's going to take it?
I mean, he took it from Hirobo.
Ooh,
spoiler. I feel like Biff Busick's a little bit tougher than Hirobo, no offense.
I heard Hirobo won that match, huh?
Yep.
That's cool to me. Like, that's respect from Minoru Suzuki, let's be real, because he just doesn't drop to anyone. And then to give that to Hiromu, you know, not only seeing what he's gone, you know, what Hiromu Takahashi's been through over the last, what, 3-4 years, it seems like, with injuries, the broken neck and whatnot, and the other nags. That's so cool when I heard that the ticking time bomb beat the murder grandpa.
Yeah, my list for the New Japan Cup, we have time, we'll get it, otherwise we can always do it next time because we both still need to watch the final, sadly. But
yeah.
Out of the first 32 matches, the only one I got wrong was Shima beating Kanemaru. Otherwise, ooh. I went 31-1 in the first matches. I just nailed it.
Can't believe you went against Shima.
Oh, thank
Unless
you, honey.
Shima has shown you love. And photobombed your shit without permission? You're going to not take Shima against the heel master? Come on, Ryan.
I went for it. Demetrius kayfabe me.
What are you talking about?
Because Alex got his food brought to him by his woman. So I was like, oh, thank you, baby. And you just gave me like the devil horns and walked away.
You're welcome.
He said, you're welcome. He's all disgusted and shit.
I'm going to bed.
All right, go to bed.
Did Demetrius tell you how I think the summit should be booked? Unfortunately, for Joe's horrific injury, get well, sir. Very, very healthy recovery on your end. But did he tell you what I think should be booked for the rest of the year?
He did not.
I was thinking, again, the summit, great tag team, especially in the Minneapolis or Minnesota scene, and Eau Claire, Wisconsin, or Chippewa Falls, which is crazy because I have family out there. I said this earlier when you showed me the new gimmicks, which look great. I was like, tell Cook to hit the gym, and he can be the imposter Joe until he gets healthy, and then they could battle to see who the real Joe is.
Hey, let's go.
Tag partner. I was like, that was the thing.
I have been. I'm down to 215.
There you go, man.
I've lost 9 pounds in about 3 weeks.
Good job.
I've been
all your testicles, huh?
Yeah, and now if I can just get those balls to shrink. And I haven't cut my hair since September, so it's getting really long.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Watch out, lady.
That's a wrestling comeback if I've ever seen one.
Oh, man. For you. No, but you got to wear Joe's tights. That's the whole thing. And then it's going to be like tights on a pole match or some shit.
Tomorrow there's only one 11 a.m. show, Glory Pro. Looks okay. Jake something, Maxxion Palor's on it. Mike Outlaw, Brian Keith. Brian Keith, I think, might be the next standout guy in this weekend that we all start hearing. I'm just calling it now.
Okay.
But the main event could be really fun. It's Matt Fitchett and Davey Vega taking on the No Remorse Corps, Davey Richards and Rocky Romero reuniting. So that's pretty kind of fun.
Didn't know that was a team.
Yeah, the No Remorse Corps were, it was Davey Richards, Roderick Strong, Rocky Romero, and Ricky Reyes, I think it was.
How was that faction not as well known as many? I honestly have never heard of that. That's amazing.
So, when Jack Evans, Alex Shelley, Austin Aries and Roderick Strong broke up from Generation Next. They all went and did their own thing. Like, whatchamacallit? Jack Evans' stable was like the Vultures or something.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm trying to find this history. Let's see. No Remorse.
I mean,
Store. Yep. So they were the NRC. Who did they feud with? Briscoe's Age. So Age of the Fall, I think, was. It was something Vultures, and then Alex Shelley went on and did the Embassy, I think it was. Oh, Aries' stable was the Resilience. He had Eric Stevens was in it, and I think Matt Cross was in it.
Jeez, all flat earthers.
yeah, it was the Resilience. Then it was something the Vultures was.
Wait, MLW's having a show tomorrow?
Vulture Squad, that's who it was.
Vulture Squad.
Yeah, it was like Ruckus, Jack Evans, I think maybe like Jigsaw or something, I can't remember. But that's not a hit on there. Bloodsport 8, the only thing at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be hammered for the show tomorrow. So if anyone calls
me, so.
I'm going to be wild. I'm just telling you. No, I don't go back to work till April 10th. We're about to have a really good vacation here. But this card, so do you remember the last Bloodsport?
From 3 years ago? No.
No, from October?
There's a Bloodsport? I did not know. Apparently not.
So Zeta Jang and Marina Shafir are going at it. They had a big like encounter at the last show, so that could be cool. Timothy Thatcher, JR Kratos. Mike Bailey against Yuya Nomura.
Jesus, wait, how is he going to try to beat the man in the mountain that is JR Kratos?
I mean, sorry, I'm eating. It's my turn to eat. Damn, I'm hungry. That just tough, man. Target's going to be tight. I'm really excited for it.
Jeez, this is a hell of a card. Mike Bailey, Yuya Nomura?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Ninja Mac versus Yo-Yo. That might be the wildest thing I've ever heard of at a Bloodsport. I love Yo-Yo. He's so tight.
See, I like Ninja Mac, though, from the last GCW show I saw. I'm like, oh, this guy's...
And Yo-Yo had a great match at the last Bloodsport that I really liked.
Okay.
Max Slavovich and Akai, that should be good. Alex Coughlin versus Slade.
Yeah.
This so is another Slade? One that... I have no idea who Slade is, but Coughlin, obviously we know Coughlin. He's probably going to throw him all over the place, Coughlin is.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beast.
But the big four, this one really intrigues me because I have no clue how these guys are going to have an entertaining Bloodsport match because it doesn't seem like anything they can do. But damn it, I'm really excited to see it because those are the ones that are good. But John Hennigan or John Morrison against Simon Gotch.
Does he come out as Johnny Bloodsport?
That's what I'm going to ask the same question.
I mean, doesn't Gotch generally lose his Bloodsport matches?
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess.
Yes, he does.
Like, I'm excited for the next one for the namesake of this whole Bloodsport thing.
Yeah, Josh Fortes versus Jonah Rock.
How is A, that not the main event, but B, that's going to be nuts because Jonah Rock's got a lot of aggression to let out.
And then Minoru Suzuki and Chris Dickinson.
Yes, that's, again, wow.
And then Jon Moxley and Biff Busick.
Man, I think Biff Busick might be the big name coming out of this weekend.
I am ecstatic
pretty,
to see that.
Pretty hot. Wait, so they... Okay, never mind. I was going to say, wait, Busick and Suzuki wrestled twice in the same day? I was like, no.
That like back-to-back shows, too. But probably carpool together.
Yeah. They go over their gimmicks. So then,
now this is a rematch from October when Suzuki won their first one against Dickinson.
Okay. So Dickinson's going to get the W this time, huh?
I think good. Food is so good. I'm sorry.
It's nourishment. No, I mean, look for it definitely. I mean, it's a good work shoot type of event, right?
It's
definitely
done well,
more
it
than
really good.
Than controlling your own narrative. That's for sure.
God, I'm glad I didn't watch that show. The fans
but
Damo the whole time.
That's Demetrius's favorite.
Yeah, well, Dave, look, Big Damo is tight, though, to be fair. 5 o'clock, two different shows, Insane Hardcore Wrestling, Extreme Combat. I couldn't tell you one fucking person. Oh, Lainey Luck is the only person I know on the show. Couldn't tell anyone else on that. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that one. But
you don't know Morgan Mercy?
Mm-mm. No. Didn't take that. I think I might have heard of Aaron Mercer, but yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Don't say.
Also in final, this is on the Fight Fest bundle. AAA invades WrestleCon. Taya Valkyrie, Nino Hamburguesa, and Microman versus Rey Scorpion, Mini Abismo Negro, and La Hydra. That's one of those where it's a. I can't remember the word that they use for, it's like a, I think it's a woman, or it's two women and a midget, or no, it's a man, woman, and a midget is the combo in it.
Wait, which one is that though? Nino Hamburguesa or Microman?
I got to watch to find out if you don't know. Fabio Pazzi, Abismo Negro Jr. and Ares against Aramis, Octagon Jr. and Mr. Iguana. Last time I saw Mr.
You and your love of AAA, sir. It's crazy.
NWA tag titles on the line. Mecha Wolf and Bestia 666 against Aerostar and Drago.
Interesting.
It's always interesting how like you mentioned with that is Aerostar and Drago ever since Lucha Underground have been like attached at the hip now because of that show.
Yeah. But, like, I became an Aerostar fan, surprisingly enough, due to the Progress stuff years ago. And so, I'm, like, intrigued because, you know, at first I was like, this guy. And then I was like, oh, this guy. Like, after more shows, and I'm like, I get the appeal now.
I forgot.
But, I mean, Mecha Wolf and Bestia 666, I mean, I didn't even know they were NWA tag champs, so that's really cool on that front, but... Yeah, that could be a pretty damn good, exciting match. Actually, this whole card doesn't seem too bad.
It looks good. And then Sam Adonis, Gringo Loco, and Puma King. I can't remember. I think they're – I don't know why I can't remember what their stable's called. But they take on Jack Cartwheel, Drago Kid, and Payano, no DQ.
Yes.
AAA Cruiserweight Championship, Laredo Kid, Bandito, Flamita.
Wow.
And Psycho Clown and Black Taurus. Like, that should be – oh, that card looks awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be your match of the night, that's for sure.
7 o'clock, Iconic Heroes Wrestling Excellence, Old School Hustle. In a rematch from, it's going to be in the same building as Insane Hardcore Wrestling, a rematch, Lady Luck versus Amaris Blair. Somebody should have talked to each other when they booked this show. Yeah, otherwise, I don't know anything about that. MLW Intimidation Games. Decent little show.
Gillies. Interesting.
Hammerstone, Jacob Fatu, Mads Kruger. Davey Richards, Richard Holiday. L.A. Park and L.A. Park Jr. versus Gangrel and Payano. Enzo Amore versus Casey Navarro. Shaza McKenzie and Holiday. The Boumaier Fight Club against Calvin Tankman and my dude EJ and Duca. He's so tight.
I don't know who that is, but Calvin Tankman's the shit.
Yeah, he is. Myron Reed, Who else are there? Ares, Aramis, TJP, Matt Cross, Marshall, and Ross Von Erich are on the show as well. I know there's more stuff announced. I just don't see it on the list.
Oh, man. Richard Holiday should be a pretty good matchup here. So you're saying you're losing some weight, but are you getting as big as your seventh doppelganger, Enzo, as he has an open challenge?
Yeah.
Why it's a weird booking. I mean, let's be real. If you, like, grow your beard out and then start wearing leopard prints, I mean, you're Enzo.
let's not kid ourselves, Ryan. It's him and Casey Navarro in that one. So I like Casey Navarro.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
He had a couple good matches in the last couple of Warrior Wrestlings that I liked.
So they're at Gilly's, right, which is a very legendary bar, especially obviously in Texas. MLW is at 7 p.m., but Gilly's at 8 p.m., Ryan. The aforementioned horrible with 29 rules. Control your narrative awakening. Who booked that shit? that can't make any sense, right?
Well, there's only four matches I see.
Yeah, but MLW had like seven matches.
Well, if you looked up anything on the last Control Your Narrative, they like split a building with a bar. Where they wrestled in, like, the side room of the bar.
Uh-huh.
And in the bar, there was an open so you could see in the bar. So you could see pictures of people looking from the bar trying to figure out what was going on with this. Just random people standing around since fans weren't allowed to sit. And
so literally this is just Raw Underground, huh?
I think so. Because while they're watching fans stand around the ring, all the people were in the other part of the bar as an Uncle Cracker cover band was playing.
A cover band of Uncle... The DJ of Kid Rock?
Somebody said, this is the whitest fucking wrestling show I've ever been to in my life.
Sounds like a... Yeah, like a white power convention. Jesus.
I mean,
no offense to the white power people. If you had to...
I mean, this
if
card
someone was holding...
At all.
If someone was holding a puppy over a bridge, could you name all eight rules for Control Your Narrative?
Oh, God.
Otherwise, that puppy would be kicked over the bridge into a vast pot of acid.
Is it multiple choice?
No. But do you know the number one rule?
To control your narrative?
The first rule is that puppy is going to be murdered, I think. The first rule, you are in control.
Oh, God.
The second rule, you don't talk about fight. No, sorry. You are in control. All caps that time.
Oh, okay.
Third rule, fights end when you tap out, get knocked out, can't stand, or quit. Sanctioned matches, in quotes, can end via pinfall. The fourth rule, Ryan, standard professional wrestling, in quotes, rules apply for sanctioned matches. Chaos ensues in the project pit. What is the project pit, you may ask? I have no fucking idea. The fifth rule, no hashtag superkicks. No hashtag Topes Suicidas. No hashtag Canadian Destroyers. Well, Endo definitely will not be excited, invited to Control Your Narrative. The sixth rule.
Did Vince make these rules?
I think Shane, is Shane the money behind this one? Is this revenge against Vince? The sixth rule, the fight isn't with your opponent. It is with yourself. I'll let that sink in. Seventh rule will go on as long as they have to. Sanction matches hit their times. Ugh. Eighth rule, if you want to hashtag control your narrative, you have to fight.
I can see this shit now. Shane McMahon's in there. You know, Dad, when I was at the Royal Rumble and I was trying to make things happen for your company, you refused to let me control my narrative.
I really hope he's going to be the guy. But, I mean, it's his boys, Titan, formerly known as Braun Strowman, Eric Redbeard, Damo, and EC3, Austin Aries, Dirty Dango, Flip Gordon. Seriously, this is like a Proud Boys rally. And Vincent. And Killer Croc.
Oh, so Vincent, that's the guy from Lucha Underground who was always eating pizza.
Mexicans don't eat pizza. I'm Mexican, I should know.
Yeah,
isn't that the ROH guy? Isn't that with your ninth doppelganger, Matt Taven?
No, this is Balloon Guy, I think.
From Matt Taven's group.
Yeah. I think
if you shave, you look like Matt Taven.
You know what? Why the fuck are we trying to make sense of this? Joey Janela's Spring Break.
This is all Thursday? Holy shit.
Yeah.
GCW Joey Janela Spring Break 6, Part 1. Holy shit, I can't believe it's been 6. Mickey James and Alley Catch. That, I saw the promo from Alley Catch. That's going to rock. Blake Christian, AR Fox. AR Fox, I saw take on the 16-year-old who's not Jack Cartwheel, but the guy who signed an AEW internship contract. What's the dude's name?
Nate Wayne.
There you go. Saw that match, which I thought was really, really well done for an under 10-minute sprint there. GCW Tag Team Championships, the Hate Club will take on the Second Gear Crew and the Briscoes. Wow, they're going to be murdered. GCW Ultra Violent Championship, Alex Colon will take on John Wayne Murdoch. Joey Janela taking on X-Pac. And GCW World Championship matchup, the champ John Moxley will take on AJ Gray. Thankfully, he's not, murdered from that horrific, don't know why he did a ladder spot over at the Hammersmith Ballroom. But you can't bypass
AJ. The motherfucking truth, AJ Gray. Get it right to pay the price, Rivera.
I agree with that. Is Gray going to take the strap?
Oh, man. You know, AJ Gray's a former champion. He had a short reign. He's one of the most iconic in the last 10-year transitional champions, I think, that wrestling has had because of how great the storyline was that he basically continued the molding. Do you know or remember who he beat for the title?
Yeah. Yeah. Who did Moxley beat?
No, AJ Gray.
No.
He was the one who ended Nick Gage's, 2-year reign.
He was the one?
Yep. And you know who he lost to a week later?
The Ricky Shane Page.
Yep.
Which then started one of your favorite rivalries of 2020, yeah.
Yep, I'm almost positive that he was the transition between those two.
Interesting.
Which
and
is so
I
awesome.
Mean, I'd say he deserves it, especially after trying to jump from a ladder from the outside to the end while over the turnbuckle.
I'm going to Google it and make sure that if I fucked up, I can call it out and help before anybody else can.
So Moxley's fighting. He's going to be in Bloodsport.
Was once the GCW never mind. He was the last Jersey City champion before it changed to Game Changer, and then he vacated it, and then Kyle the Beast won. Yep.
Oh.
So Nick Gage just won it on December 16th, 2017. Lost it December 8th, 2019 to AJ Gray. And then AJ Gray lost it the same day to Ricky Shane Page, who then went on to hold it for 488 days.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So December 16th, of 2017 to April 9th, 2021, Nick Gage and Ricky Shane Page was the champion the entire thing. But for a half an hour, AJ Gray was the champion, which was so good that they did that because then Shane won without beating Gage, so they didn't give it away.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Uh-oh. My computer just went black screen. I got to find another source.
So Mox is going to be at a Bloodsport, and then he's going to be here. But my thing is, the Briscoes are going to be fighting at 8 o'clock when that event starts, but also they're going to be at the MLW Intimidation Games.
Dude, how does that work?
And that's at 7.
I don't know. I guess they go on early on one and then go later on the other.
I suppose you got to get Gage a little later on, I suppose.
Or you can do Gage early.
I suppose, yeah. God, that's wild to me, though. Like, how they do that, like, their paydays has got to be insane, right?
Well, a lot of it's got to help that they're all in Dallas for the most part, or at least Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, I apologize. It wasn't the MLW show they're on. The Janela Spring Break they're on at 8, and then at 9 when the Mark Hitchcock Memorial Super Show's on, that's when they face Homicide and Loki.
So they'll go, according to this, they may go 3rd then on the Janela, and I believe on the Hitchcock they're semi-main.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you open with Nick Gage then to get him out of there early and then just swap the James and Alley catch? Get that huge pop early and then have him, you know, come to Blake Christian and Aaron Fox. That's going to be nuts. I mean, that's a great card. I mean, GCW always, you know, and Janela, to his credit, always books a pretty freaking solid show. And then, yeah, that Hitchcock Memorial, Tomohiro Ishii, that's so tight. Good foot.
Nothing really crazy otherwise. I think the rest is Planet Death could be fun because it's Game Changer. It's after midnight. People are going to be goofy. That's what happened with that BSX show last year. Well, at 2 in the morning, I'm watching Dr. Cube in a death match against JTG.
Oh, I remember that. You
and then fucking
that.
Big Cass made the same. It was the weirdest shit I'd ever seen in my life. And then it was Loki against Leo Rush. And then Rip Swann against Too Cold Scorpio.
Interesting.
That was a weird-ass show.
I'm surprised Nick Wayne's going to be on the same show as Grim Reefer.
Look, we're sparking up at 11 a.m., man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm off it. That usually happens, but.
Taking on a Texas favorite and B-boy.
Jonah Turk, Zicky Dice is Trouble in Paradise. Wow. I don't know what ROW is, but apparently their shows just get canceled.
That's Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. I wonder
if he made them cancel it.
I don't know. They were going to do the Sensational Sari Memorial.
Oh, my God. Why would they make them cancel that?
I don't know. I mean, I may be way wrong, but that Zicky Dice show looks really tight, and it's going to be on it's on his Twitch channel.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Lindsay Dorado, Black Taurus, Effie Mike Bailey, Scotty Tuhati, Rich Swann. Masha Slamovich is going to wrestle an actual bear.
No way.
Yeah. So that could be kind of fun.
Well, I thought that said Keith Murray, but it's Keita Murray. I was like, whoa.
Keita Murray,
Death
yeah.
Squad's coming back.
What was that CD he had? It was like a video game cover.
No, I have no idea.
Something like, something Reggie. The Life of Time was like... Reggie something. No, it was the Keith Murray, I think.
Oh, don't say Redman. I think when they all did those Def Jam 99 albums, I think he had a video game gimmick. MLW Azteca Underground. What's this whole nonsense there?
This is going to be Lucha Underground.
With Enzo? Oh, yeah, there's that Casey Navarro match.
Oh, there's the Casey Navarro match.
King Muertes.
You can take a picture with Cesar Duran, I heard, and then you get to sit at his desk with the minions, and you get to look like you're the boss who runs the show.
I always get lectured when I'm like, what's Lucha Underground? And then everyone's like, what?
Look, I don't fucking care.
And I'm Mexican. I get it. I should be watching it, but no, fuck those guys.
It's a pretty good show, though. I mean, L.A. Park fought two. Jacob fought two. Aramis Jr. Medina could be fun. What else? Octagon Jr. Matt Cross could be good. Hammerstone and the Von Erichs against Kruger, Holiday, and Huertas. Alex Kane, Puma King, ACH, and Myron Reed could be really good, too.
I like how they're all like, oh, yeah, here's Flamita and Bandito again.
I only skipped it because of that reason.
Touche.
What about For the Culture?
What's that?
For the Culture, that looks pretty good.
Big Swole Tasha Steeles is, her and Tony Khan are going to be in Dallas. Is she going to share a weed with him, or
oh,
is she pretty pissed off again?
I don't know. Yo, Rich Swann versus JT.
Yeah, instead of you're smoking
tight.
My weed. What's that?
Rich Swann, JTG.
That's going to be good. Very good.
Hitmakers versus Shane Taylor Promotions. That'll be tight.
Like the E? The Hitmakers from like the E?
Oh, maybe.
No, like those Hitmakers? Is that what that is?
I don't know.
From the WWE Treasure Show?
I saw that and I was like, wait a minute. How did they act like they didn't know who this guy was when he joined when he's on their damn A&E show?
They actually had a really good rating for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Brian Keith?
He's the guy earlier I said he's gonna be the standout guy that everyone gets into.
So, man, I mean, he's got to handle not only Too Cold Scorpio, but what he works with, too. That's going to be a handicap match right there.
Billy Dixon, Hoodfoot, that could be fun.
Hoodfoot.
And Darius Lockhart and AJ Gray, that's probably the main. That'll be good. I got one more bite and I'm done eating, finally, I promise.
Who's Zelo Pro?
Zelo Pro, they're a Chicago company, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it say Texas?
Because they're in Texas.
Touche. Touche.
Hey, you. Oh, yeah, because there's that Blair Onyx chick. She was in that awful match with Cora Jade that I called for MAW. She like walked the rope, and I went, holy shit, it's a female Undertaker.
Wait, Cora Jade, the NXT standouts?
Oh, yeah, she was Alaya Black, I think, back then.
Did Demetrius take her out to dinner?
No, he doesn't drive.
Soon.
No, never.
Well, he's going to start driving your car. New Japan World Wrestling Star Shootout. Again, pretty damn good card. Blake Christian taking on Jonah. Jonah having a wonderful career. I don't know if it's a resurgence, just a career of like, hey, this is the shit I can do. Not just that NXT stuff, which I thought he was very well at. Still baffling that they cut him. Alex Coughlin, Fred Rosser. How crazy since New Japan Strong came along that Fred Rosser, FKA Darren Young, just having a hell of a,
he's been
run.
Great. He has been fantastic.
I've watched his matches with that, and it's color me impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. And DKC taking on Tom Lawler, JR Kratos, and Royce Isaacs. That's going to be a wow banger. Get back at us, Alex Coughlin. What's up? Killer Cross, Minoru Suzuki. Are you excited about the Killer Cross his New Japan debut?
I mean, it should be fun. I mean, it's
oh, you're not a Crush fan. Huh? It seems like you'd be one you'd like.
I don't know. I just never got into him, I guess. Hey, my computer started working.
Red Narita, not my Narito, singing on Rocky Romero. Mr. Tony Storm himself, Juice Robinson, shout out Cicero, Illinois, David Finley, a.k.a. Juice, and Kevin Knight and Daniel Garcia. Wow, that's actually a really fucking good team. We'll take on Mascara, Dorado. Wow, you do Spanish names way better there. Clark Connors, Carl Fredericks, and Yuya Yamura, the semi-main event, which is going to rule.
I'm excited for Dorado.
Mike Bailey taking on the Switchblade. Remember this guy, Jay White? He showed up in AEW for like two shows and disappeared. That was the thing.
He did Dynamite Rampage, and that was it.
And that was it. Weird. Chris Dickinson, Tomohiro Ishii as your main event. Yeah, I think we need to get the Fight Fest bundle. Demetrius, throw
Fest
in some duck.
Awesome.
Do you think the Jay White thing happened due to the fact that All Elite Wrestling just announced, I believe within the last week or so, Fallen Angel, actually, Christopher Daniels, announced that they will be partnering, which has been fantastic, with DDT Pro under the Wrestle Universe umbrella. I mean, Takeshita said he wanted to, you know, just even recently, you know, before the announcement, like he wants to come back to America and fight with All Elite. And then all of a sudden they have this working relationship, which I think is great. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think that could be a reason? Maybe the New Japan relationship is stagnant now.
No. And like my other thing too is I don't, like, it's great that they announced the working relationship, but like, when have they not had a working relationship with DDT and Tokyo Joshi Pro?
Well, like, I mean, Pseudo did. Maki Ito has, you know, been a few other.
Maki Ito,
I thought Tokyo Joshi Pro.
Yuka Sakazaki.
I guess they're making it more official, right?
Yeah,
I mean because Sakashita is the only one that they've had.
Well, and Michael Nakazawa.
But I mean, it's like a, you know, that he signed with AEW.
Yuka Sakazaki.
Oh yeah, Yuka.
You had Riho, who is now pretty much blacklisted from Tokyo Joshi Pro because she went to her Stardom, and they're like, "No, fuck you, bitch."
Whoa, I didn't
but
know
I mean,
any
the
of that. But yeah,
Takeshita was there. At the time, Strong Hearts were more DDT based.
But think about this, man. Think about not only, you know, the Takeshita, you know, thing, but let's be real. How baller will the faction of Damnation be coming out against, I don't know, the Undisputed Elite, the Golden Elite,
cool.
The Elite Elite?
Cool.
Like, if they just show up with their, you know, fuck you, we're from Mother Earth, you know, shirt, I would do it. I would pop. I'd be like, oh, I need to go to wherever they're wrestling each other. Like, I need to be at.
Well, and let's not forget, too, Kenny's worked out there, too.
Well, yeah, that's where he got his, you know, pseudo start, essentially.
Well, I mean, like, he worked at Wrestle Universe, like, 2 years ago. When it was him and Yamashita against Antonio Honda and someone.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, I mean,
2 years ago.
So, like, obviously, yes, it's nice to see that they're announced it. But, I mean, like, it's not like it wasn't something that already happened. It was happening or it had happened.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. Like, I definitely think it's awesome.
Speaking of awesome, ROH Supercard of Honor 2022.
Yeah,
Tony Khan as the
shows. You didn't want to talk about Ricardo Rodriguez working?
No,
or Odinson
on him
versus
and Alex
Raven
Arsenal.
Warsaw?
Dog Nation, watch out.
Or Soda Pop Superfly Hendrix against Tamillion Beneath.
I just saw that name, too. I mean, we got to give Soda Pop Superfly Hendrix his props. I mean, it's I will actually probably watch
and,
that. Oh, Odinson. I love Odinson, part of the great tag team from All Japan, him and Perro, I believe.
And Mecha Wolf and Mysterio 666 defended the tag titles against Los Misfits. I really don't have anything.
I mean,
to
if they, if they retain.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess there wouldn't be tag titles. But Supercard 22, Jay Lethal taking on Lee Moriarty. Moriarty should be a fantastic matchup there. Alex Zane taking on Swerve, ROH Peer Championship. Wheeler Yuta had a strong character showing on Dynamite tonight against the American Dragon. Brian Danielson taking on Peer Champion Josh Woods.
The good
should be really fantastic. ROH World Championship to determine, take that WrestleMania night to see who the real champ is. Jonathan Gresham will take on a Bandido. And in our hearts and everyone, every wrestling fan's hearts, Ryan, the true main event, the should-be main event, the ROH World Tag Team Championship, the Briscoes defending their titles against FTR.
I'm excited for that. Tony Khan said, whatever you do, do not leave early. You will miss things. So it only means
you still
that.
Think Cody, you still think it's Cody Rhodes coming out, huh?
I don't know, man. Like, obviously, we haven't got to WrestleMania yet. We're still on Friday. Let's save that conversation for when we get to Mania, because we're almost there.
Ooh, Psicosis taking on Tony Zeppin at GCW Gringo Locos. The World on Loop going to be really cool.
AR Fox versus Ninja Fuck Mac. Psycho Claw Dr. Wagner. Went to stream up. Uh-oh. Johnny Caballero. Not Johnny Mundo. Johnny Caballero. Against Jack Hartwheel. Payano and Sadika. Oh, and then Flamita's going demonic. Him, Gringo Loco, and Abismo Negro Jr. Little Kid Ray Horus and ASF. ASF has been doing really big things at GCW lately. Hell of a decent card there, that's for sure. DFW All-Star Pro, they don't even have anything listed. I don't really have anything about the... I mean, this No Peace Underground looks okay. Oh God, Frank the Clown! I'm gonna shut up. Never mind. I was gonna say Akira's on the show taking on Ron Bass Jr. Holy shit! There's a Ron Bass Jr. No Peace Underground title, Perro and Taya Valkyrie.
That'd be tight.
That's fun.
So apparently SmackDown's on Friday night. They're not doing the Hall of Fame.
Nope.
Oh, and the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
So they're doing that all in one night at the American Airlines Arena, and there's still hella tickets available.
And nobody gives a shit.
And it's their weekend.
What do we got?
That's
kind of
cool that they get to do that whole, the Hall of Fame right after.
Yeah, but who's in it?
The Undertaker.
Okay, who else?
Steiner Brothers.
And Charmel.
Yeah, but you always got to have her. I mean, I don't know why they didn't do Sensational Sherry, because that'd be tight. Shout out to Sherry Martel. But the big thing, Ryan, we'll do her again. The big thing, Ryan, is we get to see Big Van Vader not only inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, but show up to accept his WWE Hall of Fame, as Nikki Bella stated on her YouTube channel that she is excited to hear Vader speak because she's proud of the big guys of that era.
Oh, my God. Is she fucking stupid or something? I can't believe you just told me that's a thing. She's as dumb as those fucking blood money Saudi shows where they're like, we want you to book Ultimate Warrior and Yokozuna. And they're like, they're fucking dead.
Hey, they might book Vader in TLC, as was reported earlier on today. The TLC event will take place in Saudi Arabia this year.
Martinez Entertainment Lucha Leyendas up at the Upper 90 Soccer Center. This show looks tight as hell. Herrero de Juarez and Black Danger versus Jonathan Vega and Diego de la Cruz. Mecha Wolf Silver Tiger. Redacted and Psycho Clown versus Black Taurus and Laredo Kid. That'll be tight.
Nate Newman's favorite wrestler.
Drago and Aerostar again.
Yep,
against Extreme Tiger and Crazy Boy. And then Hijo de Fishman and Shocker. Although I haven't seen Shocker since like 1999. Against Hijo de Santo and Ultimo Dragon. That could be really fun.
That sounds like the last time I gave Shocker was in 1999.
Whoa! Was it to Rejo de Dalesco Jr.? Or Mate Matico?
Obviously, it was next to Chick Tormenta.
Chick Tormenta. What about Mate Matico? Mathematical. This looks really cool.
Did this guy really spell Zeus? Zeuxys?
Where did you saw it?
Son of a bitch, I'm done. Good night, folks. We'll see you in a month.
Sexies. I don't know. I'm like a Impact Wrestling Multiverse of Matches. This is also their fight bundle. The Good Brothers versus the Briscoe Brothers.
What? Look, how are they able to fight?
That'll probably be like the main event. So Briscoe's just famous leaving on new shows. Eddie Edwards, Tomohiro Ishii.
Yes.
Chris Sabin, Jay White.
Yes. A lot of history there.
Deonna Purrazzo against an unnamed opponent, and she is going to either defend the AAA Rated Arenas Championship or the ROH Women's Championship, the opponent's choice. That's tight.
Yep.
Trey Miguel, Chris Bay, Vincent, Rich Swann, Willie Mack, Jordan Grace, and Ultimate X. Alex Shelley, Mike Bailey. Josh Alexander and Jonah against Moose and PCO.
Jeez.
And Chelsea Green and Matt Cardona against Mickey James and Nick Aldis.
That's going to be, we're getting this
awesome
Fight Fest bundle. We're getting this Fight Fest bundle. I'm intrigued. Moose is still Impact champ, right?
Yep. Guy works
him and
so
PCO,
hard.
That's a team where I don't get how that happened, but I want to see them happen as a team. And then, they take on who should be the champ, Josh Alexander and Jonah.
Moose wrestled Big Kaz at Sacrifice is when I think it happened.
That was a good match.
I think it was that. Maybe it was No Surrender.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, No Surrender. William Morrissey against Moose. I gave it a 4-star fucking match. It was awesome.
Yeah,
that was that show I
match
told you, like, everything top to bottom was really good.
Yeah, I watched it. It was very good.
Also, if anybody, I this is just random, and I'm going to try not to get too far off kilter here. Yeah, we had 2 Dragonite shows we haven't talked about since then. I got down here, Revolution, we didn't talk about.
Revolution is a mystery.
3 Stardom shows, which I haven't seen the last 2. I've been very good at avoiding spoilers on those.
Well, because you said they dropped today, right?
Yeah, I found a way to watch them, and I was like, nope, I need to watch Tokyo Joshi Pro's big show they just had in DDT and then the New Japan Cup Finals, and then I'm going to go to Stardom. So that's my order, not counting Mania Weekend stuff that I'm in.
It's funny, before I actually wrote down what my intro was going to be when we, opened the show. I was going to do the audacious, Alex Draper Bebe gimmick. And then you're going to like, so what have you been up to since the last show, Alex? And I was like, so much has happened since the last show, Ryan. From a Revolution to ROH purchase by Tony Khan, Blackpool Bocce Club, Austin not wrestling, Shane coming back, Nikki Bella thinking Vader is alive, to a new KOD belt being introduced, to DDT AEW working together, to ZSJ getting into the New Japan Cup Finals. But the real story is Chris Rock taking the punch from Will Smith. That was my original gimmick.
That's just tight. I approve of that message.
Seriously, the Blackpool Bocce Club, I really hope they change the name of the Moxley Danielson William Regal faction, by the way.
Wait, what is it, the
which is the
Blackpool
thing. Never apologize
Combat
again
Club?
Or re-going over. You deserve every time you should get. What are your thoughts on that? Yay or nay on him allotting and going over his allotted time in that promo?
I don't care. Who the fuck? Nobody should ever care. Like, let the man fucking talk. Who cares? You don't
yeah.
need... Look, they can wait 2 extra minutes to start fucking Law and Order or whatever comes after the show.
I'm surprised that they don't do the WCW 5-minute overhand. Like, I get hockey was a... You know, no, that was TNT. So, yeah, I don't get... CBS was born on show starting after 5 after. That's what
yeah,
I remember my
man.
Childhood. That's what I remember. Mm-hmm. Not only yet, not only WCW Saturday Night, but like Andy Griffin and like Yogi Bear and Top Cat was always 5 after.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I think they get away with it. Real quick though, from February 3rd, it made tape like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and I can find the link and get it to people, or you know, you Alex, if you want to see it. But Freedoms ran their Go Beyond the Limit of 2022 show. And the 7-8 event was Minoru Fujita versus Rita Yamashita, who Rita Yamashita, and I want to get this correct because I'm trying to remember everybody that said it, but she's in a new stable called Nomad.
Okay, interesting.
And so it's our girl so it's Rita Yamashita. I don't know why I can't find the damn Freelancer of Nomads. Here we go. It is Rita Yamashita. It is Maya Yukihi, my girl, who I said, Alex, you said OZ Academy got bought by Tony Khan, and then you never said a word. And I said, if you're screwing with me and my girl Maya Yukihi, where I can't see her even more. And then he stopped talking, and I was like, oh, that asshole knows that. And he was, I caught his ass. Miyuki, I believe, is in it. And then if our girl from Oedo Tai, who has been around, Natsu Sumiri.
Very nice.
If you remember her. The four of them are running a stable now called Nomads. And it's Miyuki Takase, that's who it is. It's Miyuki, Natsu Sumiri, Miyuki Takase, and Rini Yamashita. They're called Nomads, and they're basically not going to sign anywhere, and they're just going to basically do the Strong Hearts and just be freelance. That's why they're called Nomads.
That is
a fucking awesome stable name.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's good marketing on their fucking part, on their part, that's for sure.
And Natsu Sumiri has short blonde hair now, and she is even hotter than she was before.
man.
Which really doesn't matter. I don't know why. I didn't need to go that far. But like Venny and our girl Sayori Ano might be a part of it too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then they're actually running a Nomad show where they're just going to book only freelance women.
I mean,
and that is going to be Friday, Friday, May 20th is that show. So anyway, And like there's a big, I found like the whole press conference completely translated and all this kind of stuff. Like I was really digging deep in this. I thought it was really sweet. And I've gotten really into Rita Yamashita lately over the last maybe 6 months. But she does a lot of death matches. She's fucking awesome. But her and Minoru Fujita had a glass held death match. I went 3 3/4. Really, really good match. But then the main event was Daisuke Masaoka, who I have seen, I think, in maybe a couple tags. And I think he was in an 8-man from Big Japan show I went to. Took on Takayuki Ueki, who was in that weird Yoshitatsu stable with Kazuma Sakamoto in All Japan and Sego Tachibana. I don't like. But they had a Light Tubes Concrete War death match for the title. And I went the full 5 on this motherfucker. It was... This brought the vibes of that June 25th, 2018 match with Masashi Takeda and Asami Kodaka.
Oh, you did mention that, yes.
Yeah.
You said I had those vibes.
Yeah, so I just saw it on my list. So I wanted to pull it up and just speak it into existence because I really want you to see this match.
How come we've never seen another, I forgot the actual name of the match, but the wonderful, I believe it was DDT? Yeah, DDT,
the light tube?
Light pole, the light tube match. With,
yeah, with
Asuka.
Betty, Asuka, and Asuka and Akito.
Yeah.
That was incredible. That was 5 stars all over. That match was amazing.
So that was really, really good. Speaking of really good, just imagine, speaking of what if they have that, you know, in All Elite Wrestling, especially with the newest addition, Toni Storm making her debut, taking on and defeating the Bunny for the inaugural Owen Hart Foundation Women's Tournament matchup. And then go check us out, like WrestleCast Radio over on Facebook. I'll start posting again, I swear. And I shared the gimmick, you know, of course, from AEW. And then I put, looks like not only are her fans happy to see Toni Storm back in the ring, but Storm looks ready to kick some ass.
You're funny. I like the way you work it, man. No diggity.
Most people do. Especially the lady.
Spring Break Part 2, Midnight. This looks awesome. Dickinson and Cardona.
Yeah.
This match,
I always forget. Matt Cardona's a big dude. When I think of him, I just think of like a small dude because he's such a prick. But then I see him and I'm like, this guy is jacked.
Mm-hmm.
He can hold his own. And I'm like, you know, on paper, I'm like, oh, he's going to job to Chris Dickinson. But I'm like, no, this guy was like on my, like, a lot of my best of 2021 list. I'm like, I am really hyped for this match.
Well, remember when we did the awards, I made him a fucking honorable mention for Wrestler of the Year because of just how under the radar crazy of a year he had. Everywhere he did great business.
Yeah. God, him and Aldis in that relationship tag match, that's going to be nuts.
This intrigues me a lot. Minoru Suzuki versus Effie. I don't know how this match goes, but I'm very intrigued for that.
If Murder Grandpa comes out first, does he stop Effie's Elton John's entrance midway and just starts beating the shit out of him? So no, so literally goodbye Yellow Brick Road, essentially.
That would be hilarious. And then he just laughs.
Book it, Janella. You heard it here first.
Mike Bailey. Speedball Mike Bailey is PCO.
Awesome.
Biff Busick versus Tony Deppen.
Oh, we love us some Tony Deppen. Mm-hmm. And apparently I'm going to love me some Biff
Busick.
You are going to
love Biff Busick. Then we got the greatest clusterfuck battle royal. Maven, Jimmy Wang Yang, Jazzy Yang, his daughter, Shayza McKenzie, Nasty Leroy's in it. Ick, Kevin Matthews. Edith Surreal, Lord Adrian of the Walmart Dudes is going to be in this. And fucking DMZ man, Sean Ross Sapp is in this thing.
How baller would it be after the Hall of Fame? Taker just randomly shows up in the greatest clusterfuck battle royal and Maven eliminates him yet again.
What if Shane McMahon shows up?
Oh shit! No, seriously, someone has to dress up like Taker, right, for Maven to eliminate. That's got to be a thing.
That would be funny. Oh, man. Also, Impact Professional Wrestling Federation, that's like their old 80s spoof thing. Nothing announced, but if I can remember the names, Trey Miguel wrestles as Bill Ding. Doc Gallows is Sex Ferguson. Carl Anderson is Chad Too Bad. Madison Rain is like Jazzy Fit Body. Moose is like DJ something or other. I can't remember all their names, but it's interesting. And then on Saturday, NXT Stand and Deliver at 11 a.m.
That's weird, man. Would you go to a wrestling event that early?
Yeah, I mean, all the New Japan, or all the stuff, like, All Japan, Noah, and Tokyo Joshi Pro were all 11 a.m. shows.
Yeah, but you would get up that early to see Cora Jade take on Io Shirai,
no,
Kaylee
Rowe. I'd get up that early to watch Kano versus Kaito Kiyomiya. Pound a couple strong zeros while I'm at it.
The Creed brothers taking on Fabian Aichner and Marcel Barthel. Yes, Imperium.
After watching NXT a couple weeks ago, when Barthel and Aichner cut a promo, it was Creed and Creed against Carter and Lee. And looks like a no contest. And Barcel and Aichner just came and stood at the top of the ramp that Vince jumped off of to show Gronk how to do it. And they're just shit-talking those teams. And then said, well, we'll just fight both of you because we're just going to beat both of your asses. And Marcel Barthel had the body, had a Rick Rude-esque physique, just chiseled out of granite. And I went, God, this is why over the years I have sung the praises of Axel Dieter Jr. because he is so damn good on the mic, so convincing, so believable, and the guy literally looks like he does nothing but wrestle and exercise. Like, I was slightly turned on when I saw him standing up there oiled up. Like, look, this guy's fucking, like, I want to look like that. That's, if I got the fucking genie lamp, and they're like, well, what's your wishes? I'd be like, well, one, I would like WWE to have new ownership. Thing number two, I would like to look like Marcel Barthel, not in the face, but from the neck down. I want to keep my, I like my beard and stuff. He's too clean cut. And then it would go ding. And then I don't know what number three would be. I got to figure that out later, but I don't know. Like, is it, you know, God, I'm looking at this. I'm really looking at this, Alex. I'm not going to be watching NXT live. I'm just not.
Really? I mean, this is a pretty good card, I would say. I mean, minus your Cora Jade, Io Shirai, Kaylee Ray, Mandy Rose.
Why
is Dolph
Ziggler the champion? Why did they need to have him win the title just to have Bron Breakker win in front of 3,000 fans? American Airlines Center is going to have less fans than the G1 did for this show.
No. You remember their NXT events without sell most Raws and SmackDowns back in the
day.
Yeah,
they also were on Saturday nights with Gargano versus Andrade.
Yeah, but you get LA Knight and Gunther.
If LA Knight's not willing to just take a beating, this match might be, like, whatever.
What, Tony D'Angelo and Tommaso Ciampa? I thought Ciampa was on the roster, you know, main event.
Because he's going to lose probably first.
Carmelo Hayes, Ciampa, Escobar.
I don't need another
ladder match. The ladder match could be interesting.
I don't want another ladder match. I've seen this company has had many ladder matches. If you go on Ticketmaster.com, Alex, 116, which is basically the same corner across from 109. Oh, never mind. Forget it. 109. Remember when we, like, that was the corner for the AEW shows we loved?
Yeah.
109 Roque is still available for $21.
Shut up.
Section 109, row H, row K, row L, row M, row N, row O, row P, all sitting here $21 a piece.
I would fly to Texas to go to an NXT pay-per-view for $21. Jesus.
I wouldn't go for this show.
You wouldn't see Braun Steiner win the belt.
I have scrolled down to the point where it has you, where it has the bar go back up and start scrolling more tickets.
Yeah.
And I'm still seeing 105 row J, K, L, N, P, D, E. This is Ticketmaster, not StubHub. This is not a resale site.
$21. Yikes.
So, okay, give me a section. So section 105, there's 100-plus tickets available. 106, 100-plus. 107, 73. 108, 90. 109, 100-plus. 110, 80. Now, mind you, they didn't even open the third section. 112, 98. If you go ringside, 23 seats, 26, 14, 72, 69.
I mean, is Rick Steiner going to be there?
He'll bark and then Scott will yell at people.
I mean, I would go just to hear him do Steiner math.
What he wants to know. I mean, it's just,
I mean, what's cool is we get Davey Richards and Mike Bailey at the same time for WrestleCon USA versus the World.
Yep, this is what I'm going to watch. Gringo Loco, Flip Gordon, Cam Conley, it's Ares, Aramis, and Arrowboy. Calvin Tankman versus Big Demon.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
That's on the Fight Fest bundle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. This Fight Fest bundle, man. Work Horseman versus Bandito and Horrors. Rachel Allard and Jessica Troy. Davey Richards, Mike Bailey. Warrior Wrestling,
yes.
Lucha Title. Sam Adonis, La Hiedra, Mr. Iguana, Golden Dragon, and Fight Panther Jr. And then Undisputed British Cruiserweight Championship, Michael Oku and Rich Swann. Let's go. I'm all in.
No, that was in 2018.
Oh, Davey and...
No, all in.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
At the big gay brunch taken on at the same time. We will see Alley Cat taking on Dango.
Set myself on fire.
The voice box. Fucking voice box. Alley Cat and Dango, you remember that awkward Total Divas moment when, like, Dango was really trying hard with Summer Rae, and then she was, like, straddling him, and then it was all awkward? That was probably the only time I ever watched that show, and I was like, their chemistry is so off in real life, not only on stage, and it was just so awkward, and I was like, this guy's, like, really pushing to get with it. I don't know, it was just awkward, so I've never looked at him the same ever since that 2 minutes. So will Alley Cat do that to him for payback for Summer Rae and her awkwardness?
No.
Kata Murray will take on Bill Dixon. Penny and Pink, I don't know what that is. That's tight. I love puns. We'll take on Ashton Starr, AC Mack. So that's a team. So let me take on Ashton Starr and AC Mack, which will take on the mainstay posse, which will take on Devin Monroe and Brooke Valentine. Is Devin Monroe the first wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Max the Impaler will take on Edith Surreal. That's a tight name. Jai Vidal will take on Carlos Romo. Of course, those guys will face each other. Dark Sheep and Perro. Love me some Perro. And Effie will take on Pimpinella Escarlata.
Hey. Yeah, Carlos Romo used to tag with A-Kid all the time.
With who?
A-Kid.
Oh, A-Kid. Okay. Oh, that'll be interesting. Really, you're not excited for A-Kid in that ladder match at NXT?
Sure. I'm sure it's going to be, like, listen. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be fine. Like, I'm okay with it. I'm sure I'll enjoy it. But I'd rather watch that other show live and just watch the other one later in the background of what I'm doing.
You know what's crazy is that years ago we got Walter and Pete Dunne, and now... in, like, next year, we'll get Gunther taking on Butch.
At Turning Point, Turmoil Roughhouse, you get Los Crudos versus Circumsexy.
Oh, man. I wish when I was a kid, I was circumsexied. Thanks.
Mission Pro, whatever. Unsanctioned Pro, whatever, Charlie Tigers, other kids, I never got that one.
Dangerous Only.
This, I guess that kind of leads us to...
Oh, that's an
all-woman
show, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the person who booked that show, also, that was the first show they've ever booked, so... Decent little booking.
I mean, I would say so, minus Veda Scott on commentary.
Look at that. Man, no, I'm not even gonna. Oh man, you know, I'm looking at this Lucha Maniac show at the Upper 90 Soccer Center. Starts at the same time as WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Would you rather watch Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey, which Ronda Rousey's been a world beater since she came back? God, that match might
we'll beat the
that might be a. That match might be a fucking train wreck. Would you rather watch that, or would you rather watch Black Taurus versus ACH?
Ooh, I do like me some ACH.
Like, I almost think the Lucha Maniacs main event better.
What if they swapped it to Edge and I know it's not going to happen, but Edge and AJ as the main?
Black Taurus, ACH.
I still think, especially with what happened at SummerSlam and the haircut gimmick, I still think you should go Lynch and Bianca Belair. But I get the Rousey appeal, even though that build has been atrocious. And Rousey looks lost.
Well, and they might do the unthinkable and have a segment be the main event, which if they do that, go fuck yourselves, WWE. So... this is where we got to break down these cards because they're about the last ones we haven't done. Let's do this. Save Mania Night 1. Let me scroll through here. By the way, Texas Mania 3, the Inspire Pro Show, 9 o'clock, Brian Keith, who we've talked about taking on Gary J. Watch how if that match leaks somewhere, I think it's going to be on YouTube, that it's going to be like dragging off Walter Violet. I'm telling you this now. Just trust me on that.
Which
match? You're going to... it's from Inspire Pro Wrestling, Texas Mania 3. It's the semi-main event behind Great Scott versus Davey Richards. It's Brian Keith versus Gary J. Watch how stiff this match is going to be. And then, oh, God, that Brian Keith at midnight has to defend the new Texas Pro title against Josh Alexander. This man is going to have no blood vessels left in his chest. From Gary J.
Wait,
and Josh Alexander.
Thing?
No, this is two different companies, but it's in the same building.
Oh, but it's a Texas Mania 3.
That's what they're calling, like, the Mania weekend. All, like, the Texas indie promotions decided to go in together and rent the same building and take care of, like, travel and do it all together.
So they really have to hit their times and can't have any William Regals, huh?
Yeah, they really can't, yeah. That shows that ASF versus Chris Bay on it, too. That's really tight.
Who's Great Scott and why do I love that?
I've never seen Great Scott before, unfortunately. But that's,
I don't know if David Richards is going to beat Great Scott's ass or maybe put him in a video.
Black Label at midnight. Got a couple interesting things. Anthony Green, Al Zane, Shazam McKenzie, Billy Starks.
Really
Levi
the
Everett.
Faces of Fear?
Yeah, against the Workhorseman, against who is it? Fucking the guy like the dude that I love that match with Kingston. I know why it slipped my mind. He's in AEW.
Oh, JD Drake.
Yeah, JD Drake. Yeah, and I can't remember his partner. Jake something PCO. That'll be fun. Effie Charlie Haas.
Yeah.
Blake Christian, Black Taurus. That'll be cool. Tom Lawler with Violence Forever against Matt Mankowski, Kevin Blackwood, who's awesome, and Davey Richards. Levi Everett,
pretty good.
Yeah, this Black Label Pro Show might be one of the Dark Horse shows. This is a really good card.
Damn, Warhorse and Big Damo. Damo's going to murder him.
Oh, Anthony Henry, that's the other guy in the Workhorseman. I hope Damo destroys Warhorse. Texas Mania 3. Nothing on that. Luke Goddard,
yeah, all pro women.
So pretty much what we have left is the two. Oh, VIP Wrestling, 11 o'clock on Sunday night. That's the last show before we do Mania. B-Boy, who's a Texas staple, Gringo Loco and a mystery partner, against Helio Guerrero, Izzy James, and ASF, Casey Navarro, Chandler Hopkins, Josh the Good Woods against, once again, Brian Keith, VIP Tag Titles, Fly Death vs. Injustice. But think of this one, Ninja Mac and Matt Cross.
Jesus.
There's going to be 74 cartwheels. Like, Ninja Mac does back handsprings.
75.
Ninja Mac does back handsprings and lands in the same spot so he never stops moving and just does it over and over as a distraction. Like, this match is going to be wild. And then we get Shane Taylor and Loki. And then Barrett Brown, who's been an up-and-comer in Texas for about 5 years now, had one guy that he was really interested in wrestling at some point in his career, and he fucking gets it at 11 o'clock at night on Sunday. Minoru Suzuki, Barrett Brown. This card rules.
Yeah,
this card is awesome.
That is a damn good show. I think Shane Taylor's ass is bigger than Loki.
Well, Loki's about to get in that ass. So we got to do it. Let's go over Mania. Night one. Edge versus AJ Styles. I love AJ, man, but I don't know if I can handle high school drama club sitting on the stool. You people didn't like the real me, so I had to come here. No, you didn't. We didn't want you here either. For a guy who's so over in front of live crowds, why does nobody give a shit once his entrance is over?
When he went to NXT, it all went downhill.
And nothing again. Like, I love AJ, but I have no interest in WWE AJ wrestling Edge when Edge likes to wrestle for 35 minutes.
I mean, I was about to say, if they can cut it to 25, I think this could be a damn good. How can they screw this up? You know this is going to be drama, but you know Styles is going to hit that elbow. You know Edge is going to somehow spear him during that second elbow attempt. It's going to be insane. Like, I'm looking forward to this. The story, I will scoff at it. But when it comes to the ring abilities of these two, I don't think they can fuck it up.
I hope, man. Like, and you're right. Like, it shouldn't be bad. But it's just like, I just have no, like, this is going to be a hard show to, like, shows to swallow.
Easily, you can do this one night, and then they said Manias are two days going forward. No, it does not need to do this.
Oh,
unless you get a great deal on these buildings, no. We don't give a shit.
And excuse me, that match actually got moved to Sunday. So I went to Wikipedia, which is updated as of NXT, and apparently they just moved Styles and Edge to night two and didn't say anything.
That's pretty cool, though.
So, start over here. Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair.
Yes.
If Belair wins, the company has already told me to not give a shit about Bianca Belair with the way that they've done her. I think she's going to win. But man, oh man, and I'm going to tell you something, and I said this to Demetrius when he was making those pizzas, and he like laughed because of how dumb it was. But then he stopped laughing, like, oh, my God, don't ever say that again because you're usually right on these things. And then he got really frustrated. Did you see what happened on Monday on their big blow-off segment?
Oh, my God, she's not going to cut off Belair's ponytail, is she?
Do you think somebody went to Vince and they were like, did you see Will Smith slap Chris Rock? Because he made fun of his hair or his wife not having hair. He's like, Jada Pinkett Smith is a celebrity. She doesn't have hair. Bianca Belair doesn't need to have hair then. Have her cut Becky's hair. And then Lynch will beat her at Mania and cut her ponytail off. And then that'll be her comeback story.
No.
But
how long it takes?
I agree. I'm not by any means saying that, but if you had to put it over or under with how many of those random things that I nail every time and WWE's thinking, you can't tell me there's not a 50-50 chance I'm right.
I mean, if Belair's not going to win, that way will draw nuclear heat on Lynch, which she has yet to really gain since she came back. And what a, you know, what a better opponent than the person that she screwed in that historic title,
historic.
I don't know about reign, but just in capturing the title against Sasha Banks at last year's WrestleMania, especially with it being the first event in front of a live crowd. But, man, if that happens, I really hope they gave her like a $90,000 bonus in order to do it.
Or maybe they
push her husband as a single star. Maybe, you know, you do shit like that just for little things like that. I don't know. But that's way too long to throw.
Am I really that far-fetched in thinking that they must
no,
do that?
No, not at all. Well, look, I called it, you know, when you were like, what if they do? And I'm like, oh, God, don't tell me they're going to cut her ponytail.
Yep. Then we get Rey Mysterio and his horrific son, Dominic, taking on The Miz and Logan Paul.
I believe he was your worst wrestler of 2021?
He's the worst major league wrestler in the world, I believe, right now.
So is this when we get Dominic to turn? He goes on Logan Paul's YouTube channels, you know, for the next month or whatever. But is this going to be the big kicker? What if Dominic's the one to unmask his father at WrestleMania?
Oh, and then he goes with The Miz since John Morrison got fired?
Yep.
They could be The Miz and Mysterio?
No, just Mysterio.
Yeah, just I was gonna say. Wait, let me correct it.
Mysterio. Fucking book it. God, good.
Listen to us. Subscribe.
Review Strong Style Media wherever you podcast. Tell your friends and your mom.
If Dom goes on Logan Paul's podcast or YouTube, is he gonna be like, I unmasked my dad? Because all he did was complain about his left knee.
8 times.
Then, in a match where if you watch the promo package to this, you'd have no idea what's going on. Drew McIntyre is taking on Happy Corbin. Now,
is it a promo package?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna walk you through the promo for this match. And without, you know... I want you to listen to this as if you didn't know who the people are I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah.
So we see a picture of a man who loses everything. He loses all of his money, and he's broke and homeless, but he still has a contracted job on Fox Network, but he's homeless anyway. And, you know, he's down on his luck, and he's struggling. And then one day, he goes to a casino, and he wins it all back, and he comes up and, you know, rags to riches, and he's happy, and he befriends a new guy who doesn't have any friends either, and they become boys, and he shares his riches with them. And then this big, tall guy just comes and talks about how he's not on his level, and he's so below him, and he threatens to kill him with a sword, and he just beats him up and bullies him the whole time. To the point that this is all going to go to WrestleMania, and they're gonna square up their differences. Which one is the heel and which one is the babyface?
You lost me at Madcap Moss.
I didn't say Madcap Moss. So you were listening to a different host then, co-host.
honestly, Drew McIntyre because he's brandishing a weapon.
So if you didn't know anything and you watch this, you go, oh, man, let's go Happy Corbin, man. He's just feel good. We need him to beat the bully. Like,
yep.
This company doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. Why is babyface bullying the heel who's down on his luck? Like, what an asshole. God.
Why are they also promoting Rick Boogs in a WrestleMania match with Mr. Wrestle Kingdom himself?
And Shinsuke against the Usos for the tag titles.
That could be good.
I can already see Pat McAfee right now dancing on the table and shit.
He's not going to be doing the announcing. He's got a match.
Nah, the next thing he does. And by the way, the Wikipedia is wrong. This is not night one. This is WrestleMania Saturday. And then New Day, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston taking on not Sheamus and Butch, but Sheamus and Ridge Holland, the one who almost killed their partner. So let's put him in the media match and not Butch. I can't believe Butch. Seven main events we'll talk about in a second here. Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey, we have already talked about ACH and Black Taurus. since we met her.
Very true.
Do you give a shit about Austin Owens? Because I don't.
If done right, I mean, hey, I mark out when Austin, The Rock, and Hogan came out at WrestleMania 30.
Hey, what happened last time they were here in Dallas?
We got Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks in the triple threat.
We also got Steve Austin, Roddy Piper, I think it was, and Mankind getting into a fist fight with the Wyatt family.
R.I.P. Roddy Piper. I didn't know that.
Like, nope. So last time they were in Dallas, Steve Austin was physical in a match anyway. Like, who cares? It's so dumb. And sports.
Why
wouldn't
you give Austin, like, why wouldn't you go to him last fall and say, hey, we'll give you $25 million plus, you know, whatever gate, and you can keep 75% of your merch sales for that weekend to come out and wrestle? Why wouldn't they do something like that?
Because they thought they were going to sell 100,000 tickets each night because of just going off of their name. And when they were at 40,000 tickets each night, we're not even at half capacity, they changed it to cap it at 60,000 tickets being able to be sold so they don't look like idiots.
Gross.
They're not the power they used to be. They need to realize that. And you know what?
Oh, yeah,
you
look at this card. This is
half
a Saudi Arabia show.
Yeah, like they don't even trust their own talent to work the shows.
Yeah, because they have, like you just said, celebrities.
Like Logan Paul. They had to beg Rousey to come back right away. Johnny Knoxville, Pat McAfee. Bobby Lashley, who was injured, is already having to come back. They had to bring back Brock right away. Like, it's stupid. But, so... Seth Rollins versus to be announced. Seth freaking Rollins, excuse me. Now, gun to my head, it's Cody. But what I was going to say earlier was, do you think the reason they haven't announced it is he hasn't really signed?
I think if you read the dirts and want to accept the rumors, he's been signed for a while.
Yeah,
you
like 2 weeks
that Hardy
or something.
But my thing is,
everybody,
I don't know, it all depends. I mean, it all depends on how it works. It's just so obvious is that will it have that nice surprise effect? Is the internet the worst thing to happen to human civilization?
See, like,
you know,
we
like,
knew the Hardys were coming, and that's fine. But this to me just feels different because it's like, I can't get over how tight-lipped everything is.
Do they swerve and throw in someone else, and then Rhodes comes out after?
I've heard Rhodes might not come out till Monday.
Ooh, piss a lot of people off.
So that's
not
what
saying
got me
that
thinking.
Not saying that they're buying tickets just to see Cody Rhodes at a Mania. I think you would sell a couple thousand for the intrigue on that, but yeah, I don't think that's going to be your ticket booster.
So what happens if when the Rollins is in the ring and Goldberg comes out? Or
I think he gets more boos than cheers, honestly.
Or Braun Breaker comes out.
That would be interesting. That would get a huge pop.
Or
if he's Braun Steiner.
But they'll never do that. But
nice.
What,
Scott gave the okay. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Did he? I didn't know he. I knew he was in the Hall of Fame, but I know he gave the okay. He should be.
Well,
Bronson,
I mean, why else would he accept the Hall of Fame bid? They, you know, it's
Scott Panagia.
Obvious.
Johnny, we need you. I'll give you $100,000.
We'll
I'm
do the
man.
Math.
I'll do it. Go fuck yourself. What if? Okay, now this was a thing where when I was talking to my cash office, you were like, save it for radio. There is big time rumors that Shane McMahon is going to be here at the building.
Oh, yeah.
What if Vince, you wanted a match, Seth? You're going to get it. Ladies and gentlemen, my son, here comes the money.
I mean, is that the swerve?
And by the way,
what if they swerve it that way? Shane comes out, he does the money dance, but then all of a sudden everything goes black because it's the co-main event, and then you hear the heartbeat, and then you get the spotlight, and then Rhodes comes up from whatever mechanism.
Royal family.
Because these are going to be like,
he has to have that song. He has to have downstairs.
Yeah. Agreed.
But what if they really
have
signed up?
But that's what I'm saying. He comes out, and then he says, he's my real son, because I always screwed Dusty. And then, Rhodes is his kid.
What if it was this guy?
In 1941, Emperor Hirohito led his country.
Oh, that racist.
Or, just because I have to, what if Vince McMahon's like, Seth freaking Rollins, you wanted a match? Well, you got it. Ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the entertainment of the universe, damn it. I don't know my own catchwords. Ladies and gentlemen, here is his opponent.
Dragon Daya!
I go, no! No!
Those 12
please.
People that know who he is, it would go ham, that's for sure.
Yeah. He comes on a skateboard, and they're like, it's just like Darby. We don't need him.
He's the male Cora Jade.
He comes on the skateboard, and Vince is like, yeah, I took another AEW guy. Like, Vince, what do you mean he took another one? That guy was Sting. And they're like, no, that he's from Dragon Gate. What? blonde and small, same thing. Yeah. Akira Tozawa probably knows him.
Wait, did I go crazy or did they unmask Dragon Daya?
Yeah, they did last year.
I thought with the new tag team now.
No, he getting unmasked was the reason that Masquerade broke up. Because Shin Skywalker pushed him into Diamante and then said sorry was... Yeah, come on, man. I'll give you a 5-second refresh time and embarrass myself here. Shout out to Evil Jabba to Hiromu. That was what I'm glad I got wrong. I've never been happier to get a wrong answer in my life. That's night two,
WrestleMania.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lanta.
Call it Celebrity Mania. Yeesh. All we need is
Zelina.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas as the guest timekeeper.
We get Queen Zelina and Carmella versus Sasha Banks and Naomi versus Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan versus Natalya and Shayna Baszler. Why is Sasha Banks the number one rating draw on SmackDown and she's relegated to a 4-woman tag match?
Because her and Naomi are going to win.
Okay. That's awesome.
I mean, to be fair, though, on paper, I didn't know that they were a thing. But Shayna Baszler and Natalya, why aren't they wrecking shop as a team? That's a team where you'd be like, holy shit, like, that should be your winner. They should be the ones facing Banks and Naomi, like, as a high-profile tag match in, like, 7 months.
Why is Sasha Banks not the one working Rousey?
Because I thought she was hurt, and then she, like, magically came back, like Bobby Lashley.
Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn, anything goes.
I mean, I like Jackass Forever. I thought it was a really good movie.
I did too.
Knoxville, I swear, He got like brain damage, he said, from that. But he's
yeah,
wrestling.
From that ball.
Over under 4 jackasses showing up to interfere in this match.
I'm gonna go under and say there's gonna be 3. I think it's
Steve-O,
Wee Man, and Pontius.
Yeah, I love Pontius. God, Pontius is so good. You haven't seen the new one?
No, I saw it. I bootlegged it.
Okay. The fucking the room where they turn the lights off. Funniest bit.
And they all hit like the tables and shit.
When the big dude just like crashes on the table trying to climb over it, and there's like tasers and mousetraps.
I like when the guy missing a tooth, Aaron McGahee or whatever.
Yeah.
He is a goalie and PK Subban. It's like I'm gonna hit you right in the fucking nuts or something like that, and he fires a slap shot and he hits him square in the face, and then gives him a follow up square to the nuts.
The softball pitch, yeah, the cup test. That was such a good movie. Oh my god,
the pogo stick was
that was spot on, yeah.
That was too up. And then when he's like, I'll let a lightweight punch me, and here comes fucking Francis Ngannou, the world heavyweight champion, throws a shot, his eyes roll in the back of his head, and he sideways faints.
He's not a lightweight.
Yeah, and God is like, who am I punching?
Yeah, he's like, all right, wham, to the dick.
Oh, man, I also love when the gang member dad did the spider thing, and he, like, was grabbing him, and he's like, stop, let go of me. And so they can take it off him because he's going to fight somebody.
Oh man. Hey, with that new crew that they got, Poopies included, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. One of my part-timers gave me a $10 Chipotle gift card, and then with a post-it note that says "Happy B-Day, bitch." And he gave me $20, a $25, and another $25, so $70 to Fandango.
The dancer wrestler?
No, it's for movie tickets.
Yeah, but you don't even go to the movies.
I was like, I got a buddy who would be horny as fuck if you gave him $70.
I mean, totally.
So I think I'm going to go see Morbius this week and, I don't know, something else maybe.
Why?
Because it's a Marvel movie.
Technically, it's a Sony movie.
Yeah, but I saw Fantastic Four. It can't be that bad.
I mean, it's Jared Leto.
I don't know. What else should I go see?
I mean, I'd recommend the Batman for sure.
I'll go see Batman.
It's the easiest 3 hours. It's like watching a 6-hour DDT show. X is really good. We've got to be into that, like, 70s grindhouse horror sex porn type of movie. But it's really, really done well.
I could, depending how long they last before they expire, I could save it for next month. Well, I guess it's still going to be 2 months, but I keep thinking we're in April.
Your part-timer just gave you $70 of non-transferable funds?
Yeah, this dude wins, like, between Xbox, Fandango, Starbucks, Domino's, Chipotle, shit like that, on like, Retail Edge and Cell Pro with HP and all that. Like, he wins these daily. He's got, like, a 3-ring binder of all his coupons. He has so many.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's, like, one of, like, the highest point getters on all those, like, Intel Edge and shit of, like, in the world.
I like how the lanyard.
He has a very he got like a $300 Shaq cooler, like a Yeti cooler off of Epson. He's won like 8 computers. Jordan actually won.
Tell him to give me one of the computers.
Jordan, not too long ago, because Jordan doesn't, we all do it now at work because of all the free shit you get. Jordan won a $1,500 Omni, like i9 computer, laptop. Omen, not
what?
Omen, Omen. Yeah. The perks of working in retail with without selling that stuff.
Apparently, yeesh, I need to do that. See ya, O-Town.
Or just do a part-time. So when I was at the outlet mall today, by the way, I had to get myself, as the kids call, some drip. Is that what they call it?
Oh,
okay. Drip.
Yep,
I went to the Adidas store, and I got myself the Dame Lillard 8 Chinese New Year shoes. Jordan's a fire as fuck. They're tight as hell. And then I stopped at the lids of the outlet mall, and I was like, hey, look, I was just curious. Are you guys looking for, like, part-time help, like 5 hours a week or less? And she's like, I mean, we're always kind of looking. Why? What's your qualifications? And I was like, I used to run Maplewood, help run Minnetonka, and help run the Bubba Gump third floor Mall of America store. She's like, oh, yeah. I said, yeah, I was the one who came up with the signature three-ring binder in the company that you guys are using. That was my creation for signatures on hats. And she kind of looked at me. And I was like, I also ran the top. I was between the three stores. We were 1, 2, and 3 for Lidscombe cards. This is how we ran through and did it all. And she's like, I'm definitely interested in bringing you on. I was like, look, I'm salary full-time. I don't need a job. You're going to make more money off me than what you're going to pay me because of the discount. But I just really want to work somewhere to talk sports again for like a couple hours a week. And she just kind of laughed. And she's like, I'm going to give you a call, Ryan. So I think I'm going to go work like one night a week at Lids just to get the 40% off discount I used to have.
Well, you can get 40% off.
Yeah, that's the employee discount at Lids.
Because I went to go get or look at a hat like a month ago, and I was like, I remember I got pissed when hats went to $31.99. Now they're $46. It's the same hat.
Mm-hmm. Inflation.
No, there's no inflation for cardboard.
Yeah, no, the Lids discount is, that's why I have so many hats, because it's, you get 40% off as an employee.
I thought it was just because you wanted to be single forever.
No, I just love the discount. I get myself, I'm like, let's go, man. I'm going to get some tight-ass shit.
I mean, I want to get a Ja Morant jersey. So, I mean, I was looking at those the other day. I haven't looked at buying any jersey in forever. I was like, you know what? I want a Ja Morant jersey, like right now.
So NBA jerseys are $100. I get them for 60.
Jesus.
See, oh my God! So this had to have been some crazy online return because it had like a handwritten sticker. But at the Egan Outlet Mall, they have an XL pink, Pinky's Records basketball jersey with
nice.
Date. It says Day-Day and then number one on the back of it. I almost bought it because I've never. Oh, and then that Egan Mall opened one of those stores like the Mall of America with like the Rock and Jock stuff and all that.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I'm in.
I don't like how, I mean, I'm surprised you don't work at that one.
It's so
well,
silly.
No, you like sports more than the pop culture shit.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I went to go look at one. I was like, you know what, I will buy one of these jerseys. It was like $220, and I'm like, oh, maybe I won't. Because it looks so, because it didn't look like legit, you know, it still looked like bootleg shit. So that's what I was like, I don't know if it's worth that much.
Well, then that the big store, the Egan Outlet Mall, has, like, they sell jerseys and, like, suit, like T-shirts and, like, shot glasses and cups and, you know, like a full-on store.
Yeah.
And they have those big TVs, so I can just watch sports, too.
Wow.
I'll put
I will.
I'll watch some news fan. but we should probably wrap up here because we're getting towards midnight. Anybody listening, we'll be going podcastable in 20 seconds. If you care about our thoughts on the final four matches of Mania, give it a listen. If you don't, I don't blame you. It's probably not going to be pretty.
ProWrestlingTees.com/WrestleCast. Wrestle, C-A-S-T.
Yeah, boy, get some shirts. I'm trying to get a new shirt for us, y'all. Stand tight. All right, love, peace, chicken grease. Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory. Is there a weird reason I'm kind of ironically horny to see this match?
This is probably the number two match I'm looking forward to on the show. Maybe three. I'd say it's in my top three. I mean, again, shimmying over Edge and Styles now that this, I mean, but the tag match looks, seems pretty damn good too. But no, this match, I think this night could be low key good. But yeah, no, McAfee in Theory, I think, is going to be really awesome.
The Theory guy, look, he opens our show, you know, so we're marked.
Mm-hmm.
He works hard. Yeah. Like, that's, Austin Theory works his ass off when he's out there, which is why I'm always.
Yeah, and he's like 24. So mm-hmm. it makes sense. The talent that he exudes already is insane. And we know McAfee can wrestle. And you know, he's going to talk shit.
He works his ass. He tries as hard as possible. And it's going to be interesting because Vince is probably going to get involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of cool. RK-Bro, Street Profits, Alpha Academy. I'm sure it's going to be a cool match, but I couldn't give a shit about it.
It seems like we've seen this already.
Yeah,
oh, wait.
We have for 4 months in a row now.
Hey, at least there's no ninja garbage disposal.
And then Bobby Lashley versus Almost. How fucking random is this?
So when I go to the gym and utilize my Rep Sports wonderful supplements, REPPSports.com, use the promo code at checkout, WrestleCast, save 15% off your order. Not going to lie, I'm looking pretty good in the arms. But this older gentleman, he's like 6'3", probably mid-40s, glasses. Can literally, I don't know, 90-pound dumbbells like it's easy. Just lift them up. Crazy. Nice guy. Months ago, put on AEW. I think Cody was actually on. And then he's like, oh, I remember this and I remember that. Again, really cool dude, but I'm like, anyways. He brought up, he was like, so who's this Almost guy? And I'm like, oh, this guy is totally watching wrestling now. And I was like, you know, I was like, he's a novelty. I was like, he's still green. But, I mean, Lashley must have either got paid a lot of money or see something in him to be able to put him over. But it sucks because Lashley has had a hell of a 2-year run with this company, you know, kind of holding it together. You know, during the Performance Center age especially, but, you know, since he, you know, the crowds have come back as well. So it's just like, who do you take the L in this match? But I'm like, Lashley's the professional, so he's obviously gonna put Almost over. But it's just like, I just hope Lashley doesn't further injure whatever injuries that he's, you know, dealing with. But that's my only gripe. But I think this night could be pretty good. I think night two can be good. Especially with the main event, winner takes all match, unified the WWE Championship and WWE Universal Championship. Roman Reigns, your tribal chief, please acknowledge him with, of course, the mouth of the Northeast. Paul Heyman will take on the WWE Champion, the Lumberjack Viking himself. Yes, he has multiple houses within a 3-hour radius from where I currently live. The Beast Incarnate, eat. Sleep, a conquer, repeat, or however the hell that went. The guy who beat the streak of the guy who's being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame of 2022, Brock Lesnar. Yes, they've faced each other multiple WrestleMania main events, but definitely a different storyline where they have Freaky Friday'd each other with their characters and personas. But it has worked, crazy enough, especially for Lesnar. Into the last couple of months with this storyline. What, 5 months, 6 months, it seems like the storyline's been going on? Since SummerSlam, since he came back. So definitely a culmination of this. Who do you got taking all the championship gold in this main event, Ryan?
I'm going with Roman Reigns to get the W.
Does the cousin come out to confront him to set up the whole year run for L.A. WrestleMania next year?
No. He ain't going to be there. He ain't going to be there.
So it just ends.
Look, I think this is the most well-built WWE main event style type match for like a Mania or anything in years. I really do.
What was last big feel then? Big match feel that the E has had?
Maybe. I mean, is it sad if I said Dane O'Brien and Mania 30?
Whoa, that's crazy.
I mean, 32 was Triple H Roman. It was awful.
Yeah, and then Taker Roman was awful.
Yep. What was 34? Was that Lesnar Roman the first time?
Probably.
Okay, but whatever. Like 36 was Braun and was that
McIntyre?
Braun and Goldberg or McIntyre and Lesnar? Or McIntyre,
yeah.
I don't know, who fucking cares? Last year was whatever. I mean, yeah, I think this might be the best built match this company has done since Daniel Bryan at Mania 30.
Over under 20 minutes.
I hope over. I hope they go 20, and I hope they go hard. I hope this is stiff. Like, if this is stiff, and they just beat each other's ass, and they give it time, and there's not a shit ton of shenanigans, yes, I think this is going to be great. This is the most interesting match.
If you had to combine these 14 matches into one night, what would you assemble as your 7-match card for a WrestleMania?
7-match card. Okay, so Lesnar Roman.
Yep.
McAfee Theory.
Okay.
If it's Cody, Seth and Cody.
That's 3.
Lynch and Belair.
Perfect. 4.
No, it's getting tough.
What's your filler match? What's your penultimate? Match?
Usos, Nakamura, Boogs.
Okay. That's 5.
Just because it could be really wacky and you don't know what's going to happen. Knoxville, Sami Zayn.
Perfect.
And then Lashley, Almost.
Ooh, okay. What's your opener on that show?
McAfee Theory or the tag.
Ooh, okay.
Or I go Lynch Belair. I open and close with the champions.
Yeah. No love for Edge and/or AJ Styles.
I love AJ Styles. You know that, but WWE AJ is not AJ. Think about this: Shinsuke Nakamura. 6 years ago, had one of the best matches we had ever seen in his career with AJ Styles. The year before that with Kota Ibushi. And now he's in a tag match with Rick Boogs. I don't understand how this company just doesn't...
You remember he was Intercontinental Champion for like a year and a half?
Where's Ricochet? He's
and he wrestled for like 3 months of that reign.
Remember when...
Is there
Ricochet
the Intercontinental Champion?
Yeah.
And he's not on the card?
Remember when Ricochet and Finn Balor were basically... Reports came out that they were never going to be anything and Vince just gave up on him and now they're the two mid-card champs?
Yeah, but then he gave up on him by not putting him on WrestleMania.
You want to do something
you,
that would intrigue me? I don't give a shit that they do it at Survivor Series every year. Have a special interpromotional Finn Balor versus Ricochet match.
I mean, why not? That's tight.
That would have been awesome.
Does the ass man come out and say, who's my partner?
The ass man. Billy Gunn?
His name's Gucci. Raisuke Taguchi.
Oh man, do you see that group of geeks that fucking Tanahashi's kicking it with? I sent it to the group chat. Did you see that?
That wasn't fake.
No,
I thought that was fake.
Tagaloa now wearing white. Jado wearing green. Taguchi, Wato, and Tanahashi is the fucking biggest geek group I have ever seen.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I hope at Wrestle Kingdom or at Dominion we get Jado versus Gato. since WrestleMania weekend, we kind of touched on some rumors. What else did I have on the header? Boys are back in town, or however that track goes, as we come to you with the WrestleMania weekend preview, discuss news and rumors. Also, Ryan, time permitting, has a quick side topic game up his sleeve.
Ooh, what's the side topic?
I guess it depends if you got some time.
My eyes are droopy, but hey, it's only midnight.
Probably take us 15 maybe to get through this, 15, 20 tops.
Let's do it. Let's do Ryan's rambling roundup topic side chick game.
Alex, I have a shout-out to Striga, Dylan Fox, Striga, who runs cagematch.net, one of the best websites in the world if you are a wrestling nut. I live on Cagematch. They have put out, which we've done before, the Misawa, Kobashi, Kawada, and Akira Taue regions, the 2022 Puriso March Madness Tournament.
Really?
Alex, we've done one of these before in the past. I don't think we have enough time where we go through and do everything, to, you know, when we make our own picks and talk it out. I think in speed style fashion form, we need to make a decision and pick one guy to win each of these matches and see who we have our Puriso March Madness winner. Now, being it's March, I'm assuming the criteria is April of 2021 or March of 2021 till February 2022. So think of that time frame as best as possible. Now, on a whim, it's, you know, there's going to be things that we're going to forget. It's fine. But on that, on that sort of time frame, that's what we need to grade these wrestlers as we go through this. All right?
Perfect.
So there is four play-in games, which will knock those out real fast for the 16 seeds. The first one in the Misawa region, Yoshinari Ogawa versus Eita.
Oh, Eita,
how hard,
for sure.
Eita, I was going to say Ogawa's so tight, though. But, I mean, it's got to
be. I mean,
Eita.
Yeah, but.
Toru Sugiura, who best known, I guess, for Firewood in the Fire Festival on 01, against Atsushi Takoge of Noah. I probably go with Takoge.
Yeah.
He's the one who wrestled show at Wrestle Kingdom 3.
Oh, yep. Which you hated.
Yeah, because they just shit on Takoge. Now, this guy, ironically, is in a five-star match for me that took place in February of this year. So it would have made the cut, but I don't know if I can pick him to win because of my allegiance to Bulk Orchestra. But Takanori Ito from that death match against Hayato Tamura. I think I'm going Tamura. He's the blonde with the Bulk Orchestra.
Yeah.
He was the guy who won the 0-1 title in his first match after leaving Just Tap Out. And then great nabbed him. Shout out to Shima, by the way, making the G for great every time he came to the ring at New Japan. And he put his shit over. and then the other play-in, Shugi, the All Japan Junior, against Daisuke Sasaki of Damnation.
I would say the first one.
Sugi, the junior?
Yes.
Okay. I respect that. I thought you'd go Daisuke, but I'm fine with Sugi.
No. I'm on cagematch.net, by the way, and New Japan G1 Climax 23, Night 4, apparently is the third highest rated event of all time.
Holy shit, what year is that?
2013, Toriyano defeated Yujiro Takahashi, yes, the Tokyo Pimpins himself, in a B-block match, another B-block match. The Machine Gun, Ryan's favorite wrestler, Carl Anderson, defeated Hiroshi Tenzan. Another block B match, Shelton Benjamin defeats Yuji Nagata. And then a block A match, Kojima goes to defeat against Davey Boy Smith Jr. Remember, he was signed to the E?
Yeah, he was.
Block A match, Tomohiro Ishii defeated Katsuyori Shibata.
Oh, yeah, that match was incredible.
Lake Hirokoto beat Lance Archer. Tetsuya Naito beat Minoru Suzuki. Wow. Prince Devitt, Speak of the Devil, defeating Hiroshi Tanahashi. Wow. Tomohiro Makabe defeating Kazuchika Okada.
Wow.
The main event, Shinsuke Nakamura defeats Kota Ibushi in under 20 minutes.
Wow, what a fucking car, man.
That is a show. That's all matches. That's all. Wow, that's all G1 matches.
Damn, those are some bangers.
Soccer.
All right. Should we go bracket, or should we go section by section instead of round by round so we can make it easier to remember?
So where is this on Cage Match?
This isn't on. This is on the Eastern Lariat's Twitter.
Oh, Eastern Lariat. Okay.
Yeah. So let's do the Masao region and get our winner for that, and then we'll go Kobashi to figure out who our champion, our final four is. So Kento Miyahara versus Eita.
Kento.
Yep. Kaz Fujita versus Hirashima.
Hirashima for me, but I think that would be the first Kento Miyahara and Eita match could be freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, holy shit, we're up to Vegas.
Like,
make
that in the summit like tomorrow.
They main evented Summer Heat or Summer Games last year.
Wow.
Eita beat Miyahara for the title.
Justice for Kaito.
I want to say Hirashima, but Kaz Fujita won the NOAH title during this period.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Can we really put him back? Fuck, I don't. Look, I'll just say this. Even though I think I have to sadly vote in Fujita, he ain't beating Kento anyway.
Yeah.
But if you want to go Hirashima, we can do that too.
No, let's go your guy.
All right. And then you agree Miyahara over Ironhead?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Miyahara's in the Sweet
Again,
16.
Do you think, with an audience now, do you think Ironhead and Go Shiozaki, which Shiozaki will be the next challenger, they have to do a stare-down, right?
I've thought about that a lot.
They don't have to go to 28 minutes like prior, but they have to do at least over 10 to pop the crowd.
Yeah, you have sparked my interest so much with that. When you texted me that, like, I'm like, man, what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
Fucking stare down. That was my introduction to the modern NOAH, if not actually just NOAH in general, was that match, by the way.
The rest of the
and
match
was
fucking
like,
awesome, though.
Well, yeah, it got better, but like me watching it, I was like, this can't be real.
Well, I remember I told you, I said the worst part is I sat there and literally watched all half hour because I was so confused and intrigued at the same time. I couldn't turn away. So now we get to the next set. Hayata taking on Tetsuya Endo.
Oh, man. I got to go Endo.
I think I got to go Endo, too. Hayata is there because of the junior tag titles he had and the junior single run. But that division sucks. And Endo just made event to judge whether or not it's in the... it's in March. So, yeah, Endo. Let's go, Endo. I'm with you.
I mean, plus Hayata is all caps, where, you know, Endo doesn't need that shit.
That's you in the sky, baby. Then we have Hiroshi Tanahashi. This is wild. Hiroshi Tanahashi against KZ.
Ooh. I don't know, man. Take my foot forward. And that's hard to decipher. As much as I think KZ, in my opinion, in my own eyes, I really like the last, you know, couple of matches I've seen him in tag or
something. He won King of Gates. Let's not forget he won King of Gates this year. But Tanahashi was U.S. champion for a long time.
Until, you know, in the world. No, I he beat Shingo for that too, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, God.
That's an awesome fucking matchup, by the way. Kudos to these guys for putting this together.
Yeah. I mean, I love the ace. We all love the ace. I don't think he gets the victory this time.
I think I'm with you and got to go upset.
Yeah.
Look, if there's one thing the tournament has told me is that the 5-12 matchup is the biggest upset in all of this. Or this is the 4-13. Endo was the 5-12. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going KZ. I'm with you. Let's do it, KZ. So that leads us to Endo versus...
Who gets the bigger pop? Wait, time out. Who gets the bigger pop from the crowd? Is it Tanahashi or KZ? KZ's got the choreography.
Your mind would tell you Tanahashi, but if we learned one thing from him versus Miyahara, it wasn't what we thought it was going to be.
That's right.
Let's go. It's KZ. Look, it's Tanahashi is going to head up top for the high fly flow, right? He comes in for the high fly flow. He misses. He sits up. KZ comes in running European uppercut. Ref jumps into play. 1, 2, 3. And your winner, KZ, baby.
I mean, that would be cool. God, I kind of want to see this match.
I know.
Look at him.
So I'm going to say this right now. I have not gone through this bracket because I wanted to save it with you. So I don't know any of the shit that we're going through.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
all right. So
that's a pleasant surprise of a matchup.
KZ versus Endo.
Again, sign me up.
I got to go KZ.
Really? I don't know if he can withstand all those Canadian destroyers.
If he can ride the momentum of beating Tanahashi, I think he can take out Endo. Especially if you look at Endo.
Really? Multi KOD champion?
But remember, this is based off of the last year, like March to March.
You remember when his friend tried to take that giant check away from him, and then he said nope? As they walked down a hallway?
I think he's going to say nope
to KZ. I think he's going to lock that Rings of Saturn and make his ass tap.
So... I'm game going Endo. My only last defense for KZ, and either way, I think they're both incredible. So I'm already, the fact that we get KZ Tanahashi and KZ Endo is good enough for me. Endo played second fiddle to Jun Akiyama in Burning for half the year, while KZ led his faction and won King of Gate, where Endo lost both tournaments to Takeshita. Because Takeshita won both of the tournaments, which is originally why he was like my number two wrestler of the year. But if that's not enough to beat Endo, then I am totally fine that we put Endo through.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stick with Endo. For me. Yeah.
That's fine. Then we're going Endo because, like I said, we're going to do this together, which that means in the Sweet 16 to get to the Elite 8, we now have Tetsuya Endo versus Kento Miyahara. Oh, my God.
Yeah, book me in heaven with that man.
I gotta go Miyahara. I mean, Triple Crown tag. He had the All Japan tag run. You know, he did everything.
Once he gets
power.
That kickback, it looks up. I mean, I think Endo would have the best facial and mannerism of like, oh shit, and his hair is just like perfectly like sexy. As he's like, oh, nope, I'm done. As Miyahara fucking holds on for the win. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. I mean, Miyahara was in a company that was one of the worst companies in wrestling. And that dude worked his ass off to keep it relevant.
He made his opponent.
He deserves a medal for trying so hard.
Yeah, he was like, give me Francisco. Era, I'll face him too.
All right, now to find Miyahara's opponent in the Elite Eight. First match, we have Zack Sabre Jr. versus Kaito Kiyomiya.
Ooh. Let's be real. Anyone who faces Zack Sabre Jr. is a conflict of styles, and I think that's why his matches are pretty pitch damn perfect. Man.
You want my answer?
Hey, Naito. Who's Tranquilo now, dickhead?
I'm going Zack Sabre Jr., baby. Let's
go. That's where I want to go.
Nothing against Kiyomiya, but I'm sorry, man. ZSJ is just... Holy
Which
shit.
Which is weird, because I totally thought you were going to go Justice for Kaito, and I'm so happy that you went with the technical octopus himself. Sorry, Jonathan Gresham, but Zack Sabre Jr.
If this was 2019, when Kiyomiya was champion, I might have a different tone. This was Kiyomiya getting beaten by a drum by a 65-year-old man all year. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we get the most in-shape old men ever match. Takashi Sugera versus Shima.
I'm going to go Sugera.
Yeah, I am too. Sugera had one fucking hell of a year.
I mean, not only because of the Corgi shirt, but just because he's badass.
Yeah, Shima would try to go for like Schwein or like go for a Meteora, and Sugera's just going to drop on his neck. God, how awesome is Takashi Sugera? He's so fucking tight. I would love to see this just because the hijinks would be done correctly and not wrong. And we get to screw this man over depending on your pick. We have the 7-10 matchup, the 7-seeded SBK taking on Evil. Give me fucking SB Kento all day.
I mean, I 1,000% agree, but man, I miss the old days of Evil.
Evil did not have a great year.
When I could defend him and say, what are you talking about?
But he was good then. He wrestled. He was enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have the gimmick of a old man with a wire from dick to goat.
And that leads us to our last match of this. 2-seeded Naomichi Marufuji, who had a great run as champion last year, taking on real big dark horse, but one guy that we always pop for, Shunma Katsumata.
Ooh, I like Shunma.
Yeah.
What has he done?
He's still been doing some DDT. He went over and did some Big Japan with Drew Parker also.
That's right.
He's been doing more deathmatch. I think he might have did some Freedoms too. But he's been doing more of the deathmatch kind of stuff. But yeah, I can't go against Marufuji.
No.
He's the one who saved us from Muda, I mean, at WrestleFest.
Yeah.
Second round. Alex, this is the gift that keeps on giving. Zack Sabre Jr. against Takashi Sugera.
Oh, my God. How is that meant to happen? Does he get to bring the Corgi down?
If he wants to. He'll come out to us, yeah, theme, though.
And then, then Sabre Jr. just punched the dog into the crowd.
Hey, Corgi, who's trying Kilo now, dickhead?
I gotta go Zack Sabre Jr.
I'm not mad at it. I'll say this, Sugera had a good reign as national champion, and he also had a tag title reign, and he also had him and Sakuraba invented their own tag belts just to wear because they were tight.
True.
So I think if we were able to factor in the New Japan Cup, I think I would go ZSJ for sure. But I think being we cut off at February, I got to go Sugera.
Yeah, but him and Taichi had a hell of a run as a tag team.
They did, but who did they beat?
Everyone. Well, they don't have any tag teams.
That's the point. So who cares if they were champs?
Yeah, but they made Taichi a tolerable wrestler. He's shown him what to do. And Taichi knows how to tell a story now because of that and can actually wrestle and still sweat profusely. but I will see, Sugera just kind of reminded me. And then, him and Sakuraba, wow. I mean, that's been such a fun team. Sugera.
I was going to say, if you do really believe in the ZSJ, I'm fine with it. I was making my peace for Sugera.
I think you're right, but I think with Sugera, this is the Sweet 16, right?
This is going to go to the Sweet 16, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would go that route then.
Okay. And You know what I'm loving about this? Like I said, we're just in the Masawa bracket here. Is think of the riches of these matches we're discussing. Like, oh, what a hard short. We get to decide who wins between Stu Guerra and fucking Zack Sabre. Like,
why can't we get that in real life, right?
Oh, my God. These are the brackets to just keep on giving. Here's another one that's stupid fucking hard. SB Kento and Mara Fuji. Like, I love SB Kento, but I don't know if I can go against Mara Fuji holding the main strap for 6 months or 4 months.
Yeah, that's oof.
And he was a tag champ, too. But SB Kento is so good. But he had a nice little brain gate run. I'll say this. I think Mara Fuji is the winner. But SB Kento is like the Gonzaga, where it's his first time, they're the first time in the tournament, but they're going to be back, and they're going to be back a lot higher next time, if that makes sense.
No, totally.
What do you think?
SB Kento.
You're going SB Kento?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it. I'll do it, too. Why? We'll do it live. All right, and then to go to the Elite
Eight. How
did
he win the match, though? Is it just a random schoolboy?
There's got to be shenanigans. Like, there's got to be box shots. And,
what
like,
is it? The Xennials? What's their gimmick again?
The Z-Brats.
Z-Brats?
Mm-hmm.
I heard they're making rounds, but that's all I'll say.
That leaves us then with SB Kento against Takashi Sugera.
Man, that would be interesting. Because, again, in my heart now, I'm like, yeah, Sugera's going to win. But, I mean, depending on shenanigans, but you got Sakuraba coming down with that cool body shirt. And then he's going to come out and just, like, kick shit out of people. wow, Takashi Sugera with another victory, maybe.
Sugera!
What do you think?
Going to the Elite Eight, which... Who will represent the Masawa bracket of the Final Four? Takashi Sugera or Kento Miyahara?
Ooh.
That's fucking dope.
Big match. I mean, Kento, I'm going to go Miyahara for sure.
Yeah.
But
the
that's
going
to be a good match. And I think we picked Sugera correctly to make it that far just to kind of prove that challenge for Miyahara.
Yeah. And on the real-life booking aspect, the wonder Miyahara did with that fucking company is just mind-numbing.
Mm-hmm.
So Atsushi Kotoge, the 16 seed, taking on Konosuke Takeshita, the one seed. I have to go to Takeshita. I don't even have to question it, I don't think.
Yeah, no, that's all day.
Yoshihashi versus Shun Skywalker. I got to go Skywalker because of that heel work in December. He was, like, he made my wrestler of the year because of 5 weeks. Like, obviously, he was good all year, but that whole nuts masquerade, carrying out the mask, he was just on another level. And he's been great with Z-Brats. Holy shit. He was wearing purple still. And they're like, you're not wearing our colors. He's like, I'm not in this. I'm in masquerade. They're like, you're wearing a Z-Brat shirt. He's like, what? No. Like, he's so awesome, man. He's so good.
Well, in that instance, we got to go Shun.
Yeah, so I'm going to Shun over Yoshihashi. I don't know if I can put Shun, though, into the Sweet 16. I got to go to Konosuke Takeshita. I mean, if it wasn't for Kenny Omega,
that's a match I would like to see. Two big crappy young dudes just going ham on each other.
The kicks and the drop kicks between them.
Oh, man.
Takeshita is...
I was almost ruined the sequence in the DDT match.
Konosuke Takeshita right now is entering his prime. And all I can think of after watching his 2021 and what I've seen in 2022 is, he had a good last year. He was a champion almost the whole year. Won the title in March or May or whatever at Peter Pan from Akiyama. He won the DL and he won the Grand Prix. I mean, he is having a year that we saw of 2016 ending going into 2017 of Kento Miyahara is where he is right now, where he is on the verge of, we may argue him the best wrestler alive in the next year or two with where he's in his career. Like, he is peaking right now, and he is so fucking good.
Interesting. Wow. I mean, there's no denying that. I have to give credit to his hair.
God, we're going to see him in AEW soon? Oh!
1,000% agree.
I mean,
if it could build to him and Omega for, like, the fall, I'm sign me up. I don't give a shit if it's for a title.
That's the thing is Omega is the guy who can go, like, I'm putting him over. Like, he'd be like, I'm putting that fuck. Dude, Takeshita and Danielson?
Oh, my God.
Oh. All right, we got to get back on track. We're going to start jerking off here. Oh, this match, I don't know what to do here. I am stuck. Yamato versus Fuminori Abe.
Oh, you are fucked. I got to go Yamato.
I got to go Yamato, too, because he was the champ.
Yeah.
Yuki Ueno, he's the little small trunks guy that's with DDT that they've been pushing to the moon the last couple of years. Against Masakatsu Funaki, who's now part of Kongo. Funaki won the national title. Yuki Ueno, though, man, they pushed that guy to be a star.
I think
I got to go Ueno.
Yeah, I like Yuki.
Which then moves us to Yuki Ueno and Yamato.
I got to go Yamato.
Agreed. And then you go to the Elite Eight, Yamato and Kenosuke Takeshita.
Takeshita, but man, yeah, that would be a good match.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Hairstyle alone would be worth the price of admission, but seeing drop kicks and brain busters gets the best of Yamato.
Yeah. Here's a fun one to get to the second half of the Kobashi bracket. Yuma Aoyagi against Masaki Mochizuki.
Aoyagi.
I agree. Jun Akiyama versus T-Hawk. I love
T-Hawk,
but I think I
got to
go
Akiyama. I don't want to pick that match because I want to see both men win. Sorry, Isaiah. I mean, honestly, I could just see like four explosions to T-Hawk, like two on the outside. Fuck up to see Okabayashi and T-Hawk to see Bayashi murder him. And we love T-Hawk, but I would say Uncle Jude's going to get that W because he's going to book it.
Yeah, I mean, Uncle Jude running, burning, champ for half the year, quarter of the year, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got to do it. Which then means Jun Akiyama and Yuma Aoyagi.
Oh, I think this could be the first upset of the brackets, right?
Oh, you going Yuma?
I'm going Yuma Aoyagi,
I'll do it. I'm with you. Let's go Yuma Aoyagi.
I'm getting that Miyahara rug.
Let's go. Then we have 7-seeded Daisuke Harada taking on 10-seeded Sanada. I got to go Harada. Sanada didn't do shit for me last year.
It's funny, though. They had to do that on purpose, right? The Battle of the Haradas. Even though it's Harada. I know it's Harada and Sanada, but I got to go Harada.
It's still H-A-R-A-D-A, Harada. So,
it is a deal.
You nailed it. Yeah, I mean, he had a much better year, junior champ for a lot of the year.
Yeah.
Had just a better in-ring year. I mean, what the fuck are we discussing? And then the 15th seed, Yoshiki Inamura. That's the Mohawk guy from Noah. Takes out the number 2 seed, Ken O.
Oh, Ken O for sure, but
yeah,
as long as he breaks the pipe.
That gives us Harada and Kano. I still got to go Kano.
Agree.
And then to get to the Elite Eight, Yuma Aoyagi and Kano.
Ooh. all that stuff, but Cano's, I mean, he's just on another psychopathic level of excellence. Cano's going to get the win.
Stupid fun match, but I'm going Cano also. And then for the final 4 bit in the Kobashi region, Cano versus Kanosuke Takeshita.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm going to say Takeshita.
Who won the other bracket?
Kento Miyahara.
I'm going to go Takeshita.
I'm with you. I'm going Takeshita. Just for Kano's in the big one, he always loses.
Yeah, but man, I wouldn't be mad.
No, that's so tight. So
would you say Miyahara then? Is that that side?
Yeah, so we can basically to get to the championship, Kento Miyahara versus Kanosuke Takeshita.
I'm good with that.
And I think people are going to be shocked, but I'm going Takeshita.
That's surprising, but it's not, because again, I feel bad that I didn't watch the 2021 DDT like I wanted to, and you just talked so highly. I mean, he was on your top wrestlers of the year.
Yeah, I think he finished Fortuna Omega, actually, my list.
I'm going to go, yeah, I agree.
All right, Kanosuke Takeshita against the Masao Kobashi region. We go to the second half here as we plow through this year. We did that pretty quick, actually. We have Shugi, who won the play-in, taking on the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada.
Oh, man. Shugi. No, Okada, for sure.
8-9 matchup, Hiroki Goto versus Shotaro Ishino.
Ooh, I didn't know. That's... but Ishino's got to get, he's got to get that rub, and I think Goto's the one to do it, even though he usually doesn't like to do it. I'll go with what I...
Yeah, I go Shotaro Ishino also, which then gives us Okada and Ishino. I'm going to go Okada.
Since the previous track record with those two, yeah, I would go Okada. It's a bummer, though.
So then we have Kota Ibushi versus Kaito Ishida. Is it nuts that I understand Ibushi had the titles going into February or whatever last year, whatever the start was.
Yeah.
And he made the G1 finals again. But I feel like Kaito Ishida top to bottom had a better year.
Ooh. Book it, yeah.
Let's go.
I don't know. I'm not a fan as I've gotten older, and I just think he's lost without his peeps. I just Ibushi. I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. And then we have Tetsuya Naito versus Kazushi Sakuraba. Sakuraba will grab the knees.
I don't think Sakuraba gives a shit about a Tranquilo or a Gloria or a Valencia. I'm going to go upset alert. I'm going to go Sakuraba on my end.
Let's go. I'm with it. Let's do it. I love riding that out. If you're riding, I'm riding. Let's do it, baby. Hell yeah. which then gives this Kickboy Kaito Ishida and Sakuraba.
Oh, just because he's the man, I'm going to go Kickboy.
Hell yeah. So go to the Elite Eight, Kickboy and Rainmaker.
Ooh, again, a match I need that I'm sure has been on the set. But I'm going to go Okada just because, I mean, it's Okada. He's making a rain.
Taichi against Yasushi Nakanoe. I'm just gonna go Taichi because making it easier.
Who's the other guy?
Nakanoe is another deathmatch guy.
Oh, then of course that guy. No, Taichi. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Then we have El Desperado taking on Drew Parker.
Okay. I mean, is this deathmatch rules? But
oh fuck, that's his thought if it is.
I mean, we all know Despy loves getting a running head start until he runs the ropes. And I could see Parker just smashing him with a fucking 10-foot light tube he pulls out of nowhere. I'm going to go Drew Parker. He's had a hell of a year overseas making a name for himself. Then him coming back to the States, I'm going to go Parker.
You know what?
Even though Despy, you know, he had a considerable title reign, he's still champ, right?
He's still champ.
I think he had a title defense coming up here, or it already happened, but I'm going to go Drew Parker.
All for it. Let's go. You know I love it, a good upset. Which then wow, leads us to Taichi and Drew Parker.
Oh, I'm going to, fuck. I mean, Black Mephisto all the way.
I'm the guy who's doing the Loyola run and going Drew Parker.
I mean, I'm not mad at that, sir, because I could see that shit.
Suzuki Goon gets another one.
Yeah, I could see Taichi about to pull out the Suzuka claw, and then Parker just says nah, and then just smashes him with it, and then Parker gets the win.
Parker comes out with those fucking sticks that Atticus Kogar sticks in your head and then bangs him in there, and that's how he counters the claw.
That'd be cool. Yeah, we'll go. All right,
Drew Parker, let's go. Oh man. Oh shit. Oh my god, these two matches. Oh, next up, we have the 7th-seeded Hiromu Takahashi taking on the 10th-seed.
Dragon Daya!
Wait, you got to repeat the combatants, because I was just like, huh?
So we have the 7th-seed Hiromu Takahashi taking on the 10th-seed.
Dragon Daya!
Fuck, I think we all win.
Yeah, holy shit, would that be awesome.
Can there be a double count-out or a double DQ?
I mean, if you want. I mean, it's our booking.
Does Daya bring back the mask, or do we get to see his smiley face?
No, they're trying to get chicks horny. They're not putting that mask back on. But Dragon Gate's a thirst trap, man. Have you seen their wrestlers, Kota Minoura? You see these guys, like,
isn't that faction name, We're the Hot Guys?
No, that was just a joke on social media and stuff that he was starting.
Oh, I honestly thought that was their fucking
Ricky Doyle's House of Hot Boys.
Yeah, that's too funny. I don't know, we all win. But I gotta go Time Bomb. Just cause
yeah, I'm fine with that.
Hiromu.
Oh, man. I don't know if you're ready for this, though. And their final match. Katsuhiko Nakajima. Katsuhiko Nakajima against Kazusada Higuchi.
Ooh, you know how much of a Higuchi fan I am. But, yeah, I'm going to have to go with the former, though.
Yeah, I got to go Nakajima, but man, if there's one guy I would wish would leave DDT for Noah, it's Higuchi. He would be so good.
Well, what's great is it's going to be punches versus kicks.
Oh, like, my God. I would love
Higuchi's
to see.
Scrapper. So, I mean, I think that's why I'm like, oh, man, like power on each part of the body for each of them. But, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Nakajima, of course.
I would love to see Higuchi against Sugera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nakajima was a wrestler in here. Yeah. I had Takeshita 3, I think, because I think I had Kenny 2 then. I forgot about that. Then that leads us to Hiromu Takahashi versus Katsuhiko Nakajima.
Again, we all win.
I got Nakajima.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
Nakajima.
Then Nakajima versus Drew Parker.
Nakajima, but
yeah,
that would be
fun,
damn good.
One.
That could
Holy
be a fun
shit.
Match for Nakajima.
And then to go to the final four. Katsuhiko Nakajima versus Kazuchika Okada.
You said they were the G1, right?
They were in a G1 together. I don't know if they were in the same one, but I can definitely find out here if you give me a quick second.
Cagematch. That has got to have that in, right?
Kazuchika Okada. I'm pulling up Okada's search engine right now. When I click on him, I can go to matches. And from there, I can type in database, and I can type in Nakajima. Suzuki Cup 2007 semifinal. Goto, Hajime Ohara, and Shigeo Okamura defeat Alex Kozlov, Katsuhiko Nakajima, and Kazuchika Okada. And that was at Toroman, Mexico.
That happened, huh?
It's the only time they've ever been in the ring together, in Arena Coliseo in Mexico City, Mexico.
After seeing some risk control that I haven't seen in a while, I'm going to go Okada.
I think I would say as of today, I go Okada. But if I'm thinking back to what we're grading off of, we're going March to February. Nakajima ran last year. And I know Okada won the titles in January. But Nakajima was still champion, and he had what is still my match of the year with Koshi Ozaki in January as well. I got to go Nakajima.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. I mean, I think that would get a lot of people talking and, again, kind of continue that momentum Wrestle Universe and Noah are trying to do. So I'm down with that.
Just because if you think about the bangers that he put out to end that year, I mean, it's just...
Well,
fuck.
Yeah, the two of oh, his stablemate alone.
Oh, my God. Well, once again, as you said, we win. The fans win. So right now, we have all K's. We had Konosuke Takeshita defeat Kento Miyahara, and now we have Katsuhiko Nakajima awaiting the winner of the next bracket here. As we run through this, we're going to be right against the wire. We're going to make this happen. Shingo Takagi against Hayato Tomura. I love you, Hayato, but I got to go Shingo.
Yeah, we'll go Shingo.
The 8-9 matchup, Alex. You ready for this?
Yes.
Tomohiro Ishii against Daisuke Sakamoto.
Torture? I don't know, man. I don't want to pick that. I'm going to let you pick.
I was going to say, I'm willing to go with
moral,
whatever your answer is.
See, what sucks is, like, my running joke with you is, like, oh, Sakamoto runs in and, you know, does the gimmick and comes out at the end.
All right, I'll say this. Let's go Sakamoto just because we've already had the other matchup a few times.
And Ishii would lose because they're jerks. So, yeah, that would, yeah.
Shingo and Sakamoto. I got to go Shingo still.
You're going to go who?
Shingo over Daisuke.
You say Shingo? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shingo.
Jeff Cobb versus Jun Kasai.
Ooh. I love the Iron Monkey, but I'm going to have to go with, you know.
Jeff Cobb, yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
And then Suama, who was champion the entire length of this tournament. So that's going to be a big favor in his camp, I guess. Taking on the great Okan.
Ooh.
I got to go Suama.
Yeah, really?
I mean, the guy was literally from the calendar
he
to run this tournament,
himself.
He was
Come
champion
on.
The
Great
whole
Okan.
Time.
Great Okan's doing stuff with Ospreay, Big Willie style, United Empire. He's making dues and not being able to do the Mongolian chop, their signature move for 20-plus years. Yeah, I agree with you, though. You're right.
You're tight. You're funny. And then Jeff Cobb and Suama. Holy shit. That's
another
match I didn't know I needed to see.
It sucks because the only reason I would say is Suwama is because of the size difference. Just imagine a tour of the islands to Suwama, like, out of nowhere, just to get the victory.
Well, that's what I was thinking. False finishes where he kicks out of the tour of the island, and then Cobb kicks out of the last ride, and they're able to do both of those moves.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would prefer Jeff Cobb to win to face Shingo, but I just can't go against the fact this guy was the Triple Crown champion for, like, 13 months. And Cobb didn't win a title and didn't win anything. So I got to go Suwama. Reluctantly.
Suwama? Yeah, we'll go Suwama.
Suwama and Shingo. I think the Triple Crown can only take you so far.
Again, the only thing that I question is the height difference. It just seems like Suwama's so fucking big. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's booking the camera angles, but yeah, I'd go Takagi for sure.
I mean, unless you're watching an upset.
What's that?
Yeah, Shingo. All right, we got 2 minutes. We got to get to this last part. Masato Tanaka versus Kai.
Ooh, I love it, Tanaka.
I'm going Tanaka. Yuji Okabayashi versus Shuji Ishikawa. I'm going Okabayashi. He won the Big Japan title. Tanaka Okabayashi. I gotta go Okabayashi just because he won a couple. He was 0-1 champ and Big Japan champ at the same time in Tanaka's home promotion.
Yeah, we'll go Okabayashi.
Masakita Miya and El Lindemann.
Kiyomiya, I love me some Maso.
I'm good with that. And then we have the number two seeded Takuya Nomura after his big year in Chris Brooks. I got to go Nomura.
Nomura had
a fantastic year.
Yeah, Nomura for sure, and Brooks is too busy doing Choco Pro.
Okabayashi Nomura, I got to go Takuya Nomura. He was the ace of that promotion that they were both in. I love Okabayashi, but Nomura literally was the ace.
I'm cool with that. Yep.
Which then leads us to Shingo and Takuya Nomura. And I know where I think I would go, but I'm going to let you pick this. Because Shingo got beat like a drum a few times by these guys, and Nomura ended the year as champion. But Shingo in a bigger company, and he was champion, I wouldn't be mad at it. I'm going Nomura, but you can pick who Okada's opponent is.
Nomura, yeah.
Okay, and then Okada and Takuya Nomura. Going Okada? I mean, I wouldn't
Nomura
be mad at either.
Okada. Yeah.
Okada. And with 10 seconds, the finals, Takeshita and Okada.
Takeshita. New era of Jurisu.
And literally right as we both said that, the recording went to zero. So potentially this thing ended with us going, Takeshi Okada, who wins it? And it just ends, and nobody knows.
You'll find out next week.
What a fucking amazing bracket they put together.
I love how they had Drew Parker. I love how they had Nomura. I mean, yeah. See, that's a bracket, all right. Holy shit.
So we nailed. We had Miyahara and Sugera, right?
Yeah.
As the final eight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who the fans voted for their final in the Kawana or the Masawa. In the Tawe, the fans voted Shingo and Nomura, just like we did. Oh, it ended.